KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
In Reading, California, my name is Spencer Schlenge. I'll be joined tonight by Jacob Green. Here we have a great contest between your Reading Colt 45s and the visiting Tehama Bulls. And tonight's starting lineup for your Reading Colt 45s. Leading off, we have Rogowski playing center field. Followed by batting second at short will be Adam Reyes. Holding down first base and batting third will be Andrew Mora. Playing catcher here, we have Handy tonight yet again. Designated hitter, we have DeCanio tonight. Batting sixth in right field, we have Likens. Batting seventh at third base will be Mandiwano. Second baseman tonight will be Ryan Hamm, batting eighth. And batting ninth will be the Reading native out of left field here, Tyler Zanheiser. And our pitcher tonight will be Daniel Aceto for your Reading 445. Quickly, we'll take a quick pause in the action and listen to this rendition of our nation's anthem.
You see, by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed. And the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars flew perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly stood. Gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does our star-spangled banner o'er the land. In the heart of the grave,
thank you very much for that beautiful rendition of our nation's anthem. And today, just a quick heads up, that will be just a 7-inning special tonight for this game. Just a single matchup between the Reading Colt 45s and the visiting Tehama Bulls. We just figured that out. Sorry for the late notice. It'll be just 7 innings tonight.
Yeah, Spencer, a little 7-inning sprint for you on this wonderful Sunday evening edition of Colt 45s baseball. The visiting lineup will be Musty Baker leading things off. He'll be playing third base, followed up by Parker Kipp controlling center field, and E.J. Stanton will be the backstop. He'll be catching Mr. Cody Raffa, who was a Colt 45 last year. He'll be followed up by Joel Calderon in the DH spot, and batting cleanup out of Cincinnati University, also a Colt 45 last year. Casey Raffles will be out in right field, and then it will be Silas Buelna at first base, followed by Trey Miller at second, Nathan Kristen at shortstop, and then Dylan Gock in left field. Again, for the Tampa Bulls, Baker at third, Kippen center, Stanton the catcher, Calder in the DH, Raffle in right, Buelna at first, Taylor at second, Crispin at short, and Jokes in left field. Trent already brought to you the Colt 45 starting lineups. But out on the hill for the Colt 45s this year, this game, actually not this year, will be Mr. Dan Acedo, who on the year has a 3.85 ERA in 7 innings of work. He's pitched in 3 games. He struck out 9, allowed a double, 3 earned runs, and only 7 hits. So, some traffic on the bases, but not a lot of runs to show for it against those offenses that have played against Dan Acedo.
Yeah, Jacob, and while we're out just this past week, we have seen some great offense followed by better defense for the Colt 45s. They had a 3-game series against NBO Baseball just this last Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, winning them all, outscoring them in the total 3 games 39-5. So, like I mentioned, just great offense followed up by better defense that put them on 11-game winning streak, just dropping that 1 game in Fresno to the Athletics in that series split. And they are now 14-1 on the season, looking to tack on that 15th win of the year and keep an impressive run going here tonight for their 12th consecutive win.
Yeah, possibility to tack on a 12th straight game and just see what they can do here against the Tampa Bulls, a team that we have not yet seen this year. But we'll see what they can do here after facing the Tampa Bulls, NBA Sacramento, and 3 straight games. Now we're in the week finale, not a series finale, as per the usual on a Sunday. Typically it's 4 games against the team, or 2 and 3, 5 days through the week, Wednesday through Sunday, but rather just a 1-game, 7-inning sprint between the Tampa Bulls and your Colt 45s as they gather around that third base bag in foul territory, ready to take the field in their home whites with the yellow sleeves underneath. And we'll get ready to get things started here. And Dan Acedo facing off against Cody Rathel. Facing off against this Tampa Bulls lineup that actually features a couple of Colt 45s, former Colt 45s in it, if you count the starting pitcher. And Andrew Mora in that 3 spot tonight, which is something we've seen all season long. Andrew Mora, he's been one of the great stories. Mora on the year batting .373. And he's been absolutely raking. As the Colt 45s have taken the field, Dan Acedo will be working off the first base side of the rubber, rocking the old school syrups. You love to see it, the black and white syrups. So get ready to get things started here again. Wonderful night for baseball. Partly cloudy conditions. Little to no wind, but we're sitting right around 80 degrees. As we get ready for this 7-inning special. Another bat in the lineup. Someone to watch, Trajan Rogowski, who's led off. He's batting .357, and he also has some wheels. Not in the lineup is Dylan Green, which I am actually a little surprised about. He's been their go-to second baseman all season long. Shown off the bat, shown off the speed, and also the clutchness. As Handy gets ready to make his throw down to second base, and we get ready to get things started here.
Yeah, and as you mentioned there, Jacob, first time seeing this Tehama Bulls team, but a lot of familiar faces, a lot of names we recognize here, some local athletes, some great ball players that, some of them former Colt 45s, as you mentioned as well, so just excited to see this contest, although it'll be cut a little bit short. I'm excited to see where this will go.
And for Joel Calderon, he played at Simpson University, the hometown university, a fellow Red Hawk to us both this past year. And he'll actually be in the lineup batting in that cleanup spot in the four spot, so we'll see what he can do here. I've called a few games for him when I call baseball games for Simpson as we get ready to begin things right here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Here's the first pitch from Macedo as a ground ball toward Mondohano, diving for it to his left on the rim of the infield grass, throws it across in time. First pitch coming in at 7:15, and that's the way the ball game begins. First pitch swing for Mussy Baker from the right side is goes 5-3. Mondohano with the great play.
Yeah, great play there, Jacob, as you mentioned. Mondohano just getting down dirty real quick on the very first pitch. Collecting the ball, staying in front of it. Easy base hit if he doesn't collect that, but does a great job, makes a throw across to Mora for the first out of the game.
Just one pick, one out, efficiency. And if Mr. Acedo continues it that way, he could go all seven. There's the pitch to the right hand hitting Parker Kipp, who takes it on the outside corner, called strike one. Now Acedo comes set, winds and deals. Wave and miss for strike two. Went down after that breaking ball.
Yeah, great looking first couple pitches here from Acedo.
Here's the 0-2 delivery from Acedo. Wave that again, ring him up. Good morning, good afternoon, good night for out number two. Kipp is down, a swinger. Now we'll bring up E.J. Stanton, doing the catching tonight for the Tahoma Bulls. Another right-handed hitter.
Now batting, catcher number 15, E.J. Stanton.
E.J. Stanton steps into the box, a slightly open stance, deep in the box, knees barely bent. Looks a first pitch in there is off speed, floats in there on the outside corner for strike one. Now Sato peering in it handy, comes set. Now kicks and deals. Slap toward left field. Danizer coming in on the run. We'll squeeze it for the out. And the Tahoma Bulls go 1-2-3 after the flat to Danizer. We're scoreless after the top of the first. Cole 45 is coming up in the bottom half.
Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Redding Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing is keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to replacements, Hunter Roofing gets the job done. Bring quality to every job. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
By Spencer Schlange. It's great to have you with us here on a wonderful Sunday edition, a seven-inning sprint, a little seven-inning special between the Colt 45s and the Tahoma Bulls out there facing off against Rogowski, Reyes, and Mora, who are due up in the bottom of the first as well as ball games. Will be Cody Rathel, the tall right-hander, facing off against these Colt 45s. Rathel last year pitched for the Colt 45s, now pitching for the Tahoma Bulls this season, marking the old-school stirrups almost up to his knees. A lot of the Tahoma Bulls out there on the field, actually, Spencer, rocking the high socks. You love to see a little vintage look, rocking the road grays, Colt 45s, rocking the short sleeve on whites, as Rogowski will get ready to step in the box.
Yeah, Jacob, you love to see the classics, just the high socks, just like you mentioned, just a little bit vintage, a little retro here. Just a great night out at the ballpark here on a Sunday evening. As you mentioned, some great weather, not too much wind whatsoever. And just like a nice, calm, peaceful crowd here tonight so far.
And definitely not too hot. Very tempered weather and not too cold. Perfect baseball weather. Not sure how it is down there on the field, but partly cloudy skies and some shadows over the field. See what the Colt 45s can do against this Tahoma Bulls team that they have not faced this year. Rogowski stepping into the box, right-hand hitter, slightly open stance. Bathel winds and deals a fastball right down Broadway for strike one.
Great first pitch there from Rappel, looking amazing.
He delivers his next pitch. Rogowski laying off it, but it's called a low strike. Rappel delivers a breaking ball. Ring him up. Strike three called. Rogowski down on strikes. 1-2-3. Quick little fastball off-speed breaking ball. Rogowski already walking back to the dugout for out number one.
Shortstop, number three, Adam Reyes.
As Adam Reyes steps into the box, even stance for Reyes. Takes the first pitch fastball. Called strike.
Haven't seen too many pitches yet from either side, but all strikes so far through the first inning.
Both pitchers pitching rather quickly and efficiently. Here's the 0-1 breaking ball upstairs. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. We have a very vocal umpire down there. We'd love to hear the 1-1. Foul back the other way on the first base side out of play. For strike two. Taps the plate with his bat. Low in his stance now, knees slightly bent. Open stance, cranks this one towards the second baseman on the ground. Fields and flips the first in time for
two.
Put out for the second baseman, Shree Miller.
Stepping up to the plate for the 45s.
Andrew Warren.
Leavenworth, California, playing at Reedley College. First baseman, number 24, Andrew Warren.
Jamora, left-hand hitter. Even stance on that left side. Two outs in a scoreless ball game. Breaking ball on the outside called strike one. Rappel peering in. Now winds and deals. Fastballs cranked. Right field for a base hit through the right side. Mora is aboard. Beautiful swing by Mora just to lace it through that hole on the right side between the first baseman and second baseman.
Absolutely. And something we've seen a lot the past couple of weeks with Andrew Mora has been hitting that ball, although he's a lefty, just hitting it to the opposite end and hitting it out to left field. We even saw last week that their opponents were actually sheltering. They were shaded over towards that left side, even on that left-handed hitter. But this one goes right down the first baseline, or right between the first baseman and second baseman, excuse me.
A little bit of a different look there, yeah. Mora typically going off opposite field with it, ended up pulling that ball through the right side and getting an easy base hit as Rappel misses his location on that one for ball one. Now out of the stretch, Mora being held on by the first baseman for the Tehama Bulls. That's Wellna, Silas Wellna, as John Heaney digging that right side, deep in the box in even stance. It's working a 1-1 count. Now for that called strike, is pitch from Rappel, foul at the plate for strike two. One balls and two strikes on John Handy, the catcher for the Colt 45s. He's been the starting catcher typically. Here's a 1-2 from Rappel. Breaking ball in the dirt blocked by the catcher, Stanton. Great job there, keeping it from going through the five hole. And looking out at the field, Spencer, this Tehama Bulls team is a little bit shorter infield-wise, at least, compared to the Colt 45s. Here's the 2-2, breaking ball through the left side for a base hit. Mora takes a turn at second, but a hold there as Handy singles. Back-to-back singles puts runners on first and second for Dom DeCaneo.
Yeah.
John Handy will get a courtesy runner out there.
Great-looking hit from Handy there. Just first one from Mora goes right through between the first and second baseman. This one goes right through the shortstop and the third baseman. So just playing all areas of the field, hitting all directions, and keeping the infield on your toes.
And still with two outs, the Colt 45 is trying to get a rally going. The wind moving those flags just barely out there in center field to the right of the 406 mark. Here's the right end hitting Dom DeCaneo. Open stance, socks up high. Here's a pitch from Rappel. Breaking ball, check swing, call strike one. Tefanio up in the box a little bit. Wide open stance, first baseman for Bulls playing behind the runners. This one's hit into right and beyond the right fielder, chasing back. Could be over his shoulder all the way to the wall. Coming to score is Mora. Around third, coming in to score is Andy's courtesy runner, Colby Rafael. And into second base with a stand-up double is Dom DeCaneo. He laced it over the right fielder's head. Both runners came around to score. The right fielder, Casey Rathel, was playing in and shaded a bit towards center field. Had to fight the sun on that. Ended up having to chase it back and couldn't make the play on it. It was just beyond the extended reach with his glove. Now there's a runner in scoring position, and the Colt 45s are up by a score of 2-0. There's the right end hitting. Corey Likens grounds to the shortstop. Fields throws the first in time. 6-3, and the inning ends. The Colt 45s strand one, but they score two. It's 2-0 after one as we head to the top of the second inning.
Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Reading Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing is keeping your home protected from storm repairs to replacements. Hunter Roofing gets the job done. Bring quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field, Redding, California. I'm Jake Green, joined here by Spencer Splangy. It's great to have you with us. Here in this top of the second inning, it's going to be Joel Calderon due up along with Casey Rathel and Silas Wellna for the Tehama Bulls. Joel Calderon, just before the pregame show, a fellow Red Hawk along with Brandon Zanny and, of course, Eric Winchester, who's one of the coaches for the Colt 45s, who is a former Red Hawk. So some Simpson faces in the crowd and on the field tonight. Of course, me and Spencer coming out of Simpson University. His first pitch from Acedo to Calderon. He takes a called strike up on the inside corner. An 0-1 count on Calderon.
Yeah, Acedo looking really comfortable on the plate so far.
Acedo. This one's fouled back to the screen for strike two. Acedo looking very efficient and working quick. He looks extremely comfortable out there. Now Acedo ready. His kicks and deals the 0-2. Misses upstairs. One ball and two strikes. Now coming set off the first base side, out of the stretch for Acedo. Kicks and deals a 1-2. Is a ground ball chopper toward the second baseman, Ham, who handles it on a weird hop, leaping up into the air, and throws it to Mora for an easy 4-3 putout. Great moves there from the second baseman, Ryan Ham, who playing the chopper had to wait for that second big bounce. Wait on it off the back foot and quickly zip it to Mora. He was back behind second base just to the right field side. Now the wind's starting to pick up here, Tiger Field. Not too much, just moving those flags a little bit more than before. Here's the pitch to the left-hand hitting Casey Rathel, right to Mora, who will take it himself. 3 unassisted on the play. Quickly, 2 gone. Casey Rathel sees 1 pitch, and quickly 2 gone here in this top of the second inning.
Yeah, the Colt 45 is doing what they have been all season so far in these first 2 innings, just moving through the lineup right away on the offense and on the defense, just first couple pitches, something gets played in the field, or even a strikeout, just keeping everything in front of them.
And currently, this will be the 12th pitch from Dan Acedo as it's delivered high and away for ball one. So He's at 12 pitches now, and he's through one inning and two thirds. So pretty impressive stuff already from Macedo. As Silas Buelna with a standing up style stance swings and misses for strike one with his feet very close together, knees not even bent in that left hand batter's box. He's even with the plate. Here's the 1-1 from the righty Acedo. The broken bat, ground ball to second baseman Ham waiting for it. Fields throws the first in time for 3, and we're through 1.5. We head to the bottom of the second. The Colt 45 is up by a score of 2-0.
Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Reading Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing is keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to replacements, Hunter Roofing gets the job done. Bring quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Spencer Schlange. It's great to have you with us as they finish up some kiddo games here at Tiger Field. The dizzy bat race. As the Tampa Bulls will conclude their warming up. Cody Rathel finishing his warm-up tosses.
Cody Rathel. Last year on the Colt 45s.
Starting pitcher for the Colt 45s.
Did come out of the pen a little bit.
12 innings, he had a 9 ERA.
But had 16 strikeouts. He was 0-0. No record for him. But he did appear in 8 games. So some solid stats from Cody Rathel last year for the Colt 45s, all things considered. Now to the plate will be the right-hand hitting Isaac Manduhano. Also due up Brian Hamm and Tyler Zanizer. 7, 8, and 9 for the Colt 45s. Who had a great play to open up the ballgame, diving to his left on the rim of the infield grass. Right-hand hitter deep in the box and slightly open stance to the first pitch from Rathel. Breaking ball, he just bit inside for ball one. Thought that was going to be called a strike, but inside pitch has been getting called so far tonight. The 1-0 is a ground ball down the third base side. Foul. Missed it by about an inch. Went just to the left of the third base bag. Evens up the count at 1-1. Now the 1-1 from Rathel. Chopped foul toward the Colt 45 on deck circle. Now, 1-2 for the third baseman. Rathel climbs up the back of the hill. Now ready, peering in at his catcher. Kicks and deals the 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Blocked by the catcher Stanton. 2-2. On the right-hand hitting Isaac Manduhano, playing that hot corner tonight for the Colt 45s. The 2-2 delivery from Rathel. Fastball hit in the air toward right. Rathel, Casey Rathel, camping underneath it, drifting back, and will jump into the air and squeeze it with both hands. A tough play for Rathel out there. He's made a few
just some dance moves out there in right field, shall we say, with the sun still kind of peeking over the trees. He's one of two positions that are really fully in the sun that have to deal with fly balls. First and second base are in the sun, but no fly balls coming at him. As Ryan Hamm steps into the box, he takes a fastball right in the bottom of the zone, a called strike one.
Yeah, Jacob, and as you mentioned, just with Casey Raffel out there in right field, just a big reason those two runs went in, not necessarily anything his fault, but just playing with that sun, came under a ball, couldn't find it underneath. Quite in time.
Misses inside for ball one. And, yeah, that's the difficulty of playing here right around the twilight hours is just there's some positions that are going to change drastically from first pitch to, you know, the seventh inning stretch, or in this case, the end of the game would be the seventh inning, but you have to adapt. Throw on the shades, and then next thing you know, three or four innings later, the shades are off so you can see the ball clearer. But for Casey Raffel out there patrolling right field, he's having to shade his eyes. The 1-2, the breaking ball just low. Evens up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And that's a tough position out there to field, just with everything going on with the sun, too. Breaking ball misses in for ball two. That will fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. With one gone here in this bottom of the second, Colt 45 is up by a score of 2-0. Here's the payoff delivery with one out. Misses low, and Ryan Hamm will work the walk. He'll take first base as the first walk issued by Cody Raffel. Now Tyler Zanizer will step into the box. Right in, hitter. Even stance from that right side. Slightly open. Knees bent. The Tehama Bulls playing a double play depth. Zanizer takes that first pitch for a ball.
Yeah, and Zanizer at the plate, just a batter who's not willing to take anything dangerous. He will wait for his pitch and wait for the right one.
And when he does, he can pull it and he can poke it the other way. So he hits this one in the air toward right, but it's going to be playable for the right fielder, Casey Raffel. Underneath it, now drifting back, goes off his glove. Some conundrums on the base paths as the throw comes in. The lead runner, Ryan Hamm, was unsure if it was going to be caught. It kicked off the heel of Raffel's glove. Casey Raffel out there in right. And kicked behind him, so only taking 90 feet was Ryan Hamm. Almost colliding with the other runner was Tyler Zanizer, as he was motoring for two and realized he was going to have to retrace the steps back to first base with the long single, which will definitely be scored in E9, unfortunately, for Casey Raffel. Runners on first and second again for the second inning in a row with one out this time. Here's a pitch from Raffel, the right hand hitting Trajan Rogowski, representing the top of the order. He fouls that one back for strike one. Fouled it down the line, rather, beyond the Tehama Bulls dugout.
Yeah, that's a great cut there from Rogowski. Looked like a really nice swing. Just couldn't quite stay in between the lines there.
Yeah, couldn't quite straighten it out, but it looked great off the bat. There's a huge gap in right center, but the right fielder shaded toward the line, playing no doubles and protecting the corner. Now an 0-2 count after that pitch was taken for a strike, and the center fielder shaded toward left. Again, huge gap out toward that 370 mark by the Sun Oaks advertisement on the yellow wall. Here's the 0-2 delivery from Raffel out of the stretch. Lead runner going is a ground ball toward the shortstop. Gloves. Throws to second for one. The relay to first. Not in time. Safe at first. Now running home. The throw home is going to be high. Sliding in head first is Ryan Hamm coming all the way around on the double play. It's now 3-0. The Colt 45's ahead after some great base running. So safe at first is Rogowski on the fielder's choice. Erased on the play at second base on the force was Tyler Zanizer on the 6-4. And coming to score all the way around was Ryan Hamm, who was breaking for third on the play. It was a chopper toward the shortstop, who gloved it, flipped to second for one, and then taking home as the throw went to first base was Ryan Hamm. Now running is Rogowski. This one's laced into right center for a base hit. Over to cut it off is Raffel. Can they keep it from going all the way to the wall? Around third. And coming into score is Rogowski. And in to second base with a double is Adam Reyes. All of a sudden, the Colt 45's offense is exploding. It's now 4-0 after a few strings of opposite field hits from these right-handed hitters. And Rogowski coming all the way around to score on that.
and he was breaking on the play. He was breaking for second. Mm-hmm. Now 4-0 here in this bottom of the second. So Andrew Mora will step into the box. He singled his last time up. Then he would later come around to score. Here's the pitch from Raffle. Breaking ball. Foul. Off the plate. And Circle scored the Colt 45 on deck circle for strike one.
Yeah, Jacob, and just all the action so far tonight, just coming to that right field, or right center, if you will, and just like you mentioned already, like we both mentioned, just the sun just playing a huge factor there.
Yeah, and if they can keep pounding the ball the other way, or in Moore's case, pulling the ball down that way, as he takes a called strike on the inside corner for strike two, you can really take advantage of the sun in these conditions here. But Rathel really needing to just hit those locations better to keep that from happening. Here's the 0-2 is a ground ball down the third baseline. Beautiful backhand throws across the diamond. The stretch by the first baseman. Buelna is in time. The Colt 45s strand one, but they pick up two. It's 4-0 after Mora grounds up to the third baseman. 4-0 after two as we had two at the top of the third inning.
Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Reading Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing is keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to replacements, Hunter Roofing gets the job done. Bring quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45 baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Spencer Schlange. It's great to have you with us for this Sunday evening edition of Colt 45's Baseball. We're here in this top of the third inning. 7-8-9 due up for the Tehama Bulls. Trey Miller, Nathan Kristen, and Dylan Jokshin. Josh, my apologies, for the Tehama Bulls. Wide open stance for the right end hitting Trey Miller. Here's the pitch from Dan Acedo off the first base side. Huge cut miss for strike one.
And here, Jacob, the Tehama Bulls just looking to get anyone on the base so far. They've had six batters approach the plate, and all of them being retired.
And they're only down four, but a lot of baseball left to play. However, a little bit of a shortened game. Ground ball to Mondo Hondo, charging at third, throws off balance on one leg. And Mora, reaching up, will squeeze it. 5-3 put out.
Mondo Hondo there just making that play look so easy, throwing off balance, approaching the ball full speed. Just makes a great throw, and Moore is able to snag that for the first out.
Charging it on the forehand, keeping it from kicking up your glove with all that spin. Beautiful play by Mondano, and then throwing off balance, as you said, Spencer, before getting to the mound, too, as well. And just putting enough on it to where Moore can reach for it, but not have to stretch for it. As that pitch is taken for a called strike on the right end hitting Nathan Kristen. Here's the 0-1. The fastball just misses. A little bit low and in. On the right end hitting shortstop for the Tehama Bulls. An even stance deep in the box. The 1-1 delivery is fouled off the mask of the umpire, I believe. He's going to go out and hand deliver the baseball to the pitcher. Walk that off a little bit, make sure he's all right. I believe that was off the umpire. Correct me if I'm wrong, Spencer.
I couldn't tell, to be honest with you, but regardless whether you feel it or not, no matter who it hits there, you just want to take a second and regroup, collect yourself for sure. Don't want to be missing any calls.
Yeah, 1-2 count now after that foul ball. Based on the umpire's reaction, looked like it was off the umpire. Very quick. Be able to read that now. just misses. Some complaints from the crowd there. Two balls, two strikes. And the umpire immediately walking around John Heaney, the catcher, and hand-delivering that baseball. Make sure he can walk straight. Out of 2-2. In the top of the zone, called strike three. A couple backward K's for, my apologies, a couple of K's for Dan Aceda. That was his first looking strikeout. Now, Dylan Yosh will be stepping up to plate. Right-hand hitter, even stance. Knee slightly bent. Here's the pitch from Sato's, a ground ball toward Mondo onto the third baseman. Charges, throws off balance again to first. In time, the stretch by Mora, and the side is retired. For the Tampa Bulls, they'll be heading back out there for defense as we head to the bottom of the third inning with the Colt 45s up by a score of 4-0.
Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Redding Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing is keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to replacements, Hunter Roofing gets the job done. Bring quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Here on a wonderful Sunday evening edition of Colt 45 Baseball. As we said previously, a seven-inning sprint tonight. Oh, seven-inning special here out at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Some beautiful weather, and folks, we'll be back out here next weekend for a great weekend of baseball. The Colt 45 is facing off against the South Bay Storm and the Alameda Anchors, a couple of Bay Area teams. And the weekend following will be Rose City Baseball. Stepping into the box now is the right-hand hitting John Handy, who fouls this one up into foul territory toward the Tampa Bulls dugout. And beyond the dugout, reaching back for it in a little snow cone there is, I believe, the first baseman, Silas Buelna, with a great play, ranging all the way back toward the far side of that dugout, reaching up over his shoulder and making snow cone catch.
Yeah, and that ball went about a mile high, so just an amazing job there by Buelna just to get under it and keep track of it. Even though it wasn't the prettiest catch, he gets the job done for the first out.
Yeah, and just the difficulty of that play with all the spin as well, and great job. There was about four or five Tampa Bulls chasing that ball down as well. A lot of communication going on as that pitch from the right-hand hitting Dom DeCaney was taken for a ball. Now here's the pitch from Raffle, called strike one, right down Broadway. DeCaneo, his last time up, doubled. Raffle working quickly, kicks and deals 1-1. Breaking ball is a line shot into center field for a base hit. Beautifully laced, Dom DeCaneo. It's just a triple and a home run short of the cycle. Now Corey Likens to the plate. He grounded out to short his last time up.
Great looking hit there again from DeCaneo. He has been very active so far and on the attack so far at the plate.
Even stands for the right-hand hitter, takes upstairs for ball one. Now, the 1-0 is pop up toward right, should be playable. The second baseman racing over along with the right fielder, Rathel toward foul territory.
It looks like the ball there just lands just inside the line. It's going to be a fair ball, just missed by the fielders. A little bit of miscommunication. Looks like they may have just not decided who had gone for that ball, so it's going to drop, and the runners will advance here. We got Likens now on first base, and DeCanio, assuming that ball was going to be caught, chilling on first base, and the ball falls, and he has to sprint all over to second base and slides. He'll beat the tag. So we got runners on first and second.
And screened a little bit by the umpires and players over there at first base, but it looked like it landed just inside of fair territory. Here's a ground ball to the shortstop. Gathers it, bobbles. Now he's going to have to go to first for one in time to get the runner. But the lead runners move up 90 feet. Some complaints from the crowd as Manduhano is retired 6-3. Now the right-hand hitting Ryan Hamm to the plate. He walked his last time up and then would later come around to score. The shortstop was going to go to second to start that double play and get out of the jam. Ended up bobbling the baseball, kicked around between his ankles, quickly recovered and made a very quick throw to first base. And there were some complaints from the crowd that it might not have been in time. Now first pitch to the right-hand hitting Ryan Hamm, kicks away from the catcher momentarily, but not far enough away for the runners to advance. Runners on second and third. That's DeCanio at third and Corey Likens at second. Ryan Hamm, right-hand hitter, wide open stance. Knees bent. Here's the pitch from the righty Raffle off the first base side, the 1-0. It's a breaking ball on the outside corner right at the knees. We'll even up the count at one ball and one strike.
And good-looking pitch there from Raffle, just staying in the count. Doesn't want to go down 2-0 here with runners, two runners in scoring position.
Now the 1-1. It's hit in the air toward left. Should be playable. Charging in for it is the left fielder, Dylan Kush, and he will squeeze it for the outs. The Colt 45s score none. They strand a pair as we head to the top of the fourth inning.
Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Reading Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing is keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to replacements, Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to every job. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. On in relief is Cerda for the Colt 45, scoring up Acedo, doing three innings of work.
The
out of Reedley College. No surprise there. Very large handful of players from Reedley College for Jesus Cerda on the year. He's appeared in two games against the Merchants and the Aggies. He's 0-0 in two games, three innings pitched, five strikeouts, two walks, three hits, and has a 9 ERA. He'll take over for Dan Acedo, who went three innings of perfect baseball, retiring the Tehama Bowls in order. He's a third baseman and a leadoff man. Massey Baker, my apologies, for
the Tehama Bulls. Open stance. Here's the pitch from the right end, throwing Jesus Cerda off the first base side. He kicks and deals. Fastball right down Broadway for a call. Strike one.
Wow, just a really hard first pitch, setting the tone early.
Now, peering down. Comes set. You're getting a sign from Handy, who sets up low and away. Here's the 0-1. Rears back for a heater, throws it upstairs, draws a check swing, appeal to third. So they say he went around for strike two. Did not look like he went around there, but we'll take it. No balls, two strikes. To the right end, hitting Massey Baker. Compact stance. Knees bent slightly open. Handy sets up in. Now the righty Cerda kicks and deals the 0-2. Breaking ball just off the plate outside. One ball and two strikes. Cerda working slow. Gets a sign from Handy. Now comes set. Brings the glove up to his shoulder. Now rears back, winds and deals the 1-2. Popped up out of play. Back behind home plate toward the parking lot. And the count holds at one ball and two strikes.
Don't worry, folks. We'll get one before the next one.
One ball, two strikes. Top of the fourth inning of this seven-inning game. Here's a 1-2. It's a chopper toward the second base, first base, 4-3 hole. And doing a 180 is the second baseman. Throws it toward first. Caroms off the dugout that the Tehama Bulls evading it. Then the throw comes in from John Handy backing up the play to second base. It looks like Massey Baker is hurt over there at second base. He's going to take a second. Slid in a little bit awkwardly. Did a bit of a hook slide. Came around the bag. Maybe some sort of a collision as well with the second baseman. The umpiring crew gets a few complaints from the fans here. It was the second baseman for the Colt 45s. Ryan Hamm moving to his left, trying to get to that 3-4 gap on the right side. Gets to the ball, then spinning, almost doing a complete 360. It was about a 180 and a half. Threw to first base, way off target, went toward the Tehama Bulls dugout rim of the outfield grass. John Handy backed up the play, played the carom off the netting in front of the dugout, and then threw to second base where the tag was applied by the shortstop Adam Reyes. Everyone thought it was in time, but according to the field umpire over there, was not. So now there'll be a runner at second on the E4 for Parker Kipp, who struck out swinging his last time up. Right-hand batter, open stance, deep in the box. Dancing off the bag over there at second base is Baker. Now, Cerda delivers home, but checks the runner, throws to first in time. That'll move the runner over on the sacrifice bunt. And Isaac Mandujano trying to deke the runner at third, pretend to chase the ball deep into foul territory after the throw came over, but did not work. Standing at the bag was Massey Baker. Sacrifice bunt goes 1-3 to move the runner up for E.J. Stanton.
And the deke attempt there from Mandujano may have not worked, but the crowd sure did love it, keeping it interesting, and just another reason to love baseball for sure.
Yeah, just some laughs from the crowd as the infield shifts right in, hitting Stanton the pole. The catcher tonight is the first pitch from Cerda. Swing! And miss for strike one. Huge cut and misses. Stanton digs back in. Now readies as Cerda comes set off that first base side. Runner at third with one out. The 0-1 delivery is just a bit below the knees. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. Now the 1-1 delivery from Cerda. Thinking about it there with Stanton, he almost swung on it, but it's called a strike right down Broadway.
And just one more quick tip of the cap to Acedo, who just pitched through those first three innings for the Colt 45s. Nine batters went up to the plate, and nine were retired. Absolutely incredible performance.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Reddick, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. Or KCNR1460.com. Here's a pitch from Sarah. There's a ground ball toward the shortstop. Reyes diving for it and through for a base hit. Just snuck under his glove, and the RBI single belongs to E.J. Stanton. And there goes the combined no-hitter for the Colt 45s. This is Jacob Green and Spencer Schlange with KCNR Shasta Reading. It's great to have you with us in this 4-1 ball game, a 7-inning sprint, full 7-inning special for you, as the catcher will get a courtesy runner out there to the Tehama Bulls. Here in this top of the 4th inning, it's 4-1. The Colt 45s on top. Jesus Serla taking over for Dan Acedo, who pitched three perfect innings with two strikeouts. And you have to wonder why he was pulled for the game, as Serra delivers a breaking ball in the inside corner, the right end hitting Joel Calderon for a called strike one. And that's just another reminder that the Colt 45s is a college-level wooden bat league. It's meant to get some warm-ups. Great play over there by Andrew Mora, handling that pickoff throw from Jesus Cerda, who delivered it low. Mora picked it, snow-coned it, just kept it in front of him. Great job by the first baseman showing off his glove. He saved an extra 90 feet. Here's the 0-1 from Cerda, the right-hander off the first base side. This is low. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike on the right-hand hitting Joel Calderon. One ball, one strike, one out. Runner on first. Colt 45 is looking for two on the infield. They have the middle infielder shaded up the middle. And Serra delivers a fastball in the inside corner for strike two. Calderon waves the bat back and forth a couple times. Now ready. Slightly open stance, deep in the box. Coming set now is Serra. Now ready. The 1-2 delivery to the right-hand hitter Calderon. This is low and away for ball two. Two balls and two strikes with one out. Colt 45s are a double play ball away from getting out of the jam. The 2-2. This is up and in for ball three as the count fills. Jesus Cerda taking things over for Dan Acedo. And unfortunately, the no-hitter and combined perfect game all broken up collectively in this fourth inning. Here's the payoff delivery with one out from the righty Serra. Swing! And a miss. Calderon down on strikes. Bouncing back with that batter was Serra after the E4 and then the 1-3 sacrifice bunt. Just a series of unfortunate events and then a single. And Serra was charged with that run.
Yeah, Serra doing a great job there just staying alive in the count. Ended up filling it up, but the payout pitch works in his favor.
Now two gone for the Tehama Bulls as the left-hand hitting Casey Raffle to the plate now. Takes a called strike one. Casey Raffle, left-hand hitter. Bat and hands extended way over the plate, taking up as much real estate as he can without getting hit. Now the 0-1 from Serra. C-cup set, ticks and reels. Breaking ball, poked that foul out of play over the Colt 45 dugout toward the beer garden for strike two. Now the 0-2 delivery from Serra. He gets a sign from Handy. Runner takes his lead at first, being held on by Mora. That's Stanton. Stanton's courtesy runner, rather. Serra comes set, checks the runner. Now kicks and deals the 0-2. Breaking ball, poked. Back to the screen, and we'll do it again. The catcher, E.J. Stanton, who had that RBI single, got a courtesy runner over there at first. Looks like the kid over there has some speed, based on the way he's leading off. Now the 0-2, as Serra comes set off the first base side. He's going to step off now and wipe his brow. Take a second to recollect his thoughts as the left-hand hitting Casey Raffle steps out of the box as well.
Now steps back in from that left side, wide stance, a very closed stance. Here's the 0-2 from Cerda. Runner going. Fastball, throw by Handy down to second base in plenty of time. Tag applied. Out. And caught stealing retires the side. And for Casey Rathel, we'll have a new set of downs when we get to them at the top of the fifth. We're halfway through our ball game tonight. After 3.5, the Colt 45s are up by a score of 4-1. Tonight's game is sponsored by Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Redding Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected from storm repairs to replacements. Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Zanheiser up with a 2-1 count. Rathel's still out there for the team of Olds. Fouled out of play down beyond the first base dugout. Zanheiser, Rogowski, and Reyes do up. 2-2 count on the left fielder. Here's the pitch, misses inside. Now the payoff pitch is a line shot toward left field, aimed deep, all the way back, and over the wall. Zanheiser homers. Adios, pelota. Right beyond the 358 mark. And there it is, the hometown kid with a hometown homer on the full count. It's now 5-1. The Colt 45s get that run right back. Now the top of the order due up.
There it is, just a solo shot there from, like you said, the local boy all the way out. Calls his own name and sends it long.
On a great pitch from Rathel as well, it was down and away, and just looked like a breaking ball that didn't quite break right. And Wigowski takes a called strike. Zanheiser did not miss it. We talked about it in his last at-bat, being able to capitalize on when he does get his pitch. He's able to really hit it as Wigowski slams this one down the line, but it cuts away foul. Almost home run distance, but touch foul doesn't stay right between the poles. And now an 0-2 count on the leadoff man, who has struck out looking and reached on a fielder's choice. Dowski back in the box. Steps in a slightly open stance. Here's the 0-2 upstairs. One ball and two strikes.
a little over halfway through our ball game now. So it is a seven-inning special on this Sunday evening. Here's a 1-2, breaking ball, misses inside. 2-2 to Trajan Rogowski. Misses low as the count fills. Back-to-back batters. See what Rogowski can do here if he can follow in the footsteps of Tyler Zanizer, the nine-hitter, who went deep. Now the payoff delivery from Raffel. Fastball chopped at the plate. Foul.
And that one there, Jacob, looked like it even came back up off his bat after hitting it foul off the plate.
That went off of his foot and then back off of his bat. And the count remains full. Rogowski goes for a little saunter around the plate. Now steps back in. Open stance. Here's the payoff delivery. Waved at in the dirt. Down on strikes is Rogowski chasing after that breaking ball. That's the second strikeout for Mr. Raffel. To bring up Adam Reyes, who has grounded out and doubled tonight. Step into the box on that right side. Tap the plate a couple times. Open stance. Here's the pitch from the righty Raffel. Still working off that first base side. Hit in the air. Toward left center. Should be playable. The center fielder getting underneath it. Kip laying out for it. But it's going to land in between him and the left fielder. And see if at first with a very odd single is Reyes.
Yeah, and it looked like Yokes called off Kip there out in the field and couldn't quite get there in time. I think Kip was under that one, but heard the call off and left it, and it ends up falling for a...
And that's just something that shouldn't happen. The center fielder always has priority over the corner outfielders, and then, of course, all the outfielders have priority over the infielders, but in that case, especially with the angle both of those outfielders are cutting toward the ball on, that is 100% the center fielder's ball, whether or not he's going to get there in time. Here's the 1-0, grounded toward the first baseman. Gloves drops it. Now he's going to have to take it to first himself and has nowhere to go with it. That's the second out. Reaching second base is Reyes on the three unassisted. I'll move the runner up. And now John Handy will step into the box. He popped out his last time up. He's also singled and then later would come around to score. Right-hand hitter facing off against the right-hand throwing Cody Raffel. Nobody up in the Tehama bullpen. A breaking ball on the outside corner. Called strike one. On deck is Dom DeCaneo, who's put the ball in play both times. He's 2-for-2 on the night with a single and double. The 0-1 fouled up the first baseline. For strike two. As Reyes will retrace his steps back to second base. Runner on second, 5-1 after the solo shot from Tyler Zanizer. They got that run right back. Raffel checks the runner at second. Now the 0-2, just a bit low in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. Handy not biting on that breaking ball. Now the 1-2 on the inside corner, ring him up, strike three called. Handy down on strikes. He goes down a look, and that's the second strikeout of the inning and the third of the night for Raffel. The side is retired. The Colt 45s up by a score of 5-1 as we head to the top of the sixth inning.
Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Redding Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing is keeping your home protected from storm repairs to replacements. Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local. keep your home in winning shape and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field, Redding, California, here for this top of the fifth inning. Jesus Serna back out there for his second full inning of work, facing off against Casey Rathel, Silas Buelna, and Trey Miller, the 5-6-7 hitters to take you the rest of the way through the fifth in this 5-1 ball game. Here's Spencer Schlange.
Thank you, Jacob. Yeah, here we go. We got Rathel making his way up to the plate here. And so far, just a little bit of offense here for the Bulls, just in the last inning, getting themselves their first run of the game. But five runs matched by the Colt 45s, and their stunner offense so far this season. The last inning, just absolute bomb from Tyler Zanheiser at the very bottom of the lineup for that solo home run. Here's the first pitch there from Serna. It's going to go right down Broadway for the first strike of the inning. Rathel here waiting the second pitch from Serna. Hit foul. Looks like it went just right in front of the plate, but it's not going to be a fair ball here. It's going to be an 0-2 count as he finds himself in a little bit of a hole here.
And Rathel, last time he was up was last inning, and then the caught stealing ended his set of downs. He's back in the same place he was last inning with 0-2 count.
And here's the pitch here from Serna. Hit down right into the hands of the third baseman. That'll be Mandujano making the catch. And it'll be an F5 for the first out of the inning.
Just a great line shot. It was right at Isaac Mandujano. And he had to move about half a step to his left to reach up. And the ball was there in his glove. Great job by Mandujano. Great positioning for the Colt 45's defense. And again, we talked about it in the pregame show. We've talked about it all night long. We've talked about it all season long. The run differential. I believe it was 34-5 in the last three games. If my memory proves correct, Spencer.
Yeah, just incredible. And up to the bag here will be Buelna, the first baseman, the lefty, as he's down in the count early 0-1. But yeah, just incredible offense, as you mentioned there, Jacob, in the past few weeks, the whole year, really, for the Colt 45s. And they've matched it with even better defenses. This one is going to get fouled back for the second strike out into the parking lot. It'll be an 0-2 count here. Be the 0-2 count here, and here's the pitch from Serna. Serna delivers down to the dirt. It's going to be ball, and Handy does a good job staying in front of it there just to keep anything. Not that there's any runners on plate, but or on base, excuse me. But keeping in front of him, keeping this game rolling along.
It's actually Rain McMillan back behind the plate now, taking things over for Handy. Not sure when exactly that happened, but I'm going to get that corrected.
Perfect. Here's the 1-2 count. Swing and a miss there. It's going to be a strikeout for Serna. It'll be his second of the night for him as Buelna swings at one he maybe shouldn't have swung at. But regardless, it's going to be the second out of the inning. That's two up, two down so far for Serna.
And both of those strikeouts were breaking balls chased way out of the zone. For that one specifically, Buelna was way out with the bat head over the left-hand batter's box almost and just not even close to anything. Went fishing and came up very empty.
Absolutely. Now to the plate is second baseman Trey Miller here for the Bulls. The first pitch, he's going to take a swing at it. It's going to make its way to the shortstop. There's a shortstop to Mora. It's going to be a 6-3 put out, and that'll be the inning. Three up and three down. We have now been played through 4.5 innings. The Colt 45s lead with a score of 5-1.
The next game is sponsored by Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Redding Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected from storm repairs and replacements. Hunter Roofing gets the job done. Bring quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Due up is Victanio Likens and Bondujano facing off against Cody Rathel here in this bottom of the fifth inning. The Colt 45s up by a score of 5-1. To take you the rest of the way through the fifth, here's Spencer Schlinge.
Thank you, Jacob. And yeah, Victanio making his way up to the plate here. He is so far 2-for-2 with a double and a double in the first and a single in the third. Looking to add some more damage, maybe even add on to the cycle form he's got going here. Followed up, as mentioned, Corey Likens has got Mandujano as well. Middle of the lineup here. Canio, being the designated hitter tonight for the Colt 45s. Here's the first pitch. Right down Broadway. It's going to be an 0-1 count here in favor of the Bulls. If I'm not mistaken, it'll still be Cody Rathel up there on the mound for the Bulls. So that'll be an 0-2 count. Another great pitch there from Rathel.
Something funny about Rathel, my apologies, is rocking a really small glove, almost like an infield or warm-up glove, as he delivers the 0-2 swung on a line shot toward the right center gap. Center fielder giving chase. It's going to go all the way to the wall, around first, cruising towards second. Wide turn to second base is played back by the center fielder for a head first slide into third. The throw's going to go beyond the third baseman, and making a great running play over the shoulder is the third baseman for the Tehama Bulls. Triple as Massey Baker handling that one like a wide receiver, keeping Mora at third on the long triple. My apologies, stealing your thunder there, Spencer.
No worries. Mentioned right before, DeCanio now with a single, a double, and a triple. Just that big four-base home run away from hitting a cycle tonight in just a short game as well.
That was absolutely insane to see on cue. Mora, yeah, just a long ball away from the cycle as Rathel delivers that pitch in the dirt.
We got Corey Likens up to the plate here. It's a 1-0 count here in favor of Rathel. And that one's going to go right down Broadway as well. So it'll be a 1-1 count here.
It's a beautiful breaking ball by Rathel right on the outside corner at the knees. The outfield shaded a couple steps toward left. The center fielder, 4 or 5 steps toward left.
Pitch is going to be just a little bit outside, it looks. It'll be a 2-1 count here. Likens just buying his pitch, hasn't swung yet. Here's the 2-1 delivery. Swung at hard by Likens, going to go straight up in the air. Right fielder giving chase to it. It's going to go land foul. So it'll be a 2-2 count here.
And Likens on that shortened up his stance a little bit, and the catcher set up low and in, and then Corey Likens with that inside-out swing laced it foul out of play way beyond that, toward the Tampa Bulls bullpen out there, right, but just way beyond that foul line on the right side.
And here's the 2-2 count here, Rathel. With the delivery. Here's the pitch. Fouled back, yes, yet again into the parking lot here. Right off of a car, and a big reaction there from the crowd. That one must have hurt. The count will stay level at 2 apiece. Here's the pitch. Real high, and that'll full up the count now. We got a payout pitch coming in for Rathel. To Likens here.
Look out there, some chin music coming in hot. A little off speed. Likens turning away from it.
Here's the payout pitch. Swing down the first base line, it'll go just foul. Now it looked for a minute like it was going to hop right over that first base and stay fair, but it's going to just veer a little bit more to the right than Likens would have wanted, and it's going to stay foul.
There's some wicked spin on it, but unable to get back into fair territory. It was hit much too hard to really get back in there, but.
Absolutely. Here's the payout pitch yet again. Swung out again from Likens. Looks like it's going to land out in the center field. Parker Kipp giving chase to it. He's going to get under it and make the grab. Big throw here coming home. And runner will be safe there. Decanio is going to take the gamble, and he's going to make his way home, beating the pitch with a slide, beating the throw home, excuse me, with a slide, and that's going to give them their sixth run of the night and their first of the inning.
Yeah, sacrifice fly from Corey Likens. And that was left center, pretty shallow, and Mora showing off the wheels, able to get home quick. The throw was a little bit up the third baseline. Unfortunately for the Tehama Bulls, the throw did not beat the runner.
Yeah, and Parker Kipp making a good grab, getting under that ball, and then just making a nice throw home, but it's going to take just one short hop, too many. And as you mentioned, Decanio just staying on the attack, on the bases, and getting home before that throw.
And now the Tehama Bulls have somebody up in the bullpen getting loose, Aaron Wood.
And we got a 1-1 count here for Mandujano.
That breaking ball from Raffle, he's been able to throw it for strikes all night long, like he just did there.
Absolutely. Here's the 1-1. Called strike again here. So it'll be a 1-2 count here. Mandujano just trying to stay alive now with one out down here in the bottom of the fifth. Swing and a miss. It's going to be a big K here. Strikeout for Raffle. That will be his second of the night, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Raffle there rearing back with that fastball. And his fourth strikeout of the night, actually, Spencer.
Gotcha, thank you.
That is his first with the fastball, though. The other two have been via the breaking ball.
Absolutely. Second strikeout, swinging, and he's also got two strikeouts watching. So now up to the plate here is Ryan Hamm for the Colt 45s. With two outs down here, he's ahead in the count 1-0. Takes a strike here. It'll be a 1-1 count. We have empty bases right now. Outfield playing pretty stand-up. Not much shifting whatsoever so far. Just really trying to see what Ham's got here.
Yeah, Ham with a flout and a walk tonight. After that walk, he did come around to score, but that wide stance deep in the box, working the 2-1 count. This one on a line shot foul toward the Colt 45 bullpen, where one of the catchers tries to make a diving play on it, but can't quite get to it in time. A long, loud strike two out of play.
Now the count is level yet again at 2-2. Here's the pitch from Raffle. Swung at, it's going to go foul just the other direction out into the parking lot off of the vehicle, and it's going to remain 2-2 count. Ham doing a good job of staying alive there. Now he's got to keep him between the lines. Good contact so far. Here's the 2-2 delivery from Raffle. Swung and a miss, and that's just another strikeout. That'll be number 5. Third one swinging there for Raffle, and that will retire the inning. Through 5 innings, we are now at a 6-1 lead for the Colt 45s as we head into the top of the 6th next. And tonight's game is sponsored by Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing is keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to replacements, Hunter Roofing gets the job done. Bring quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
California. A new pitcher on in relief for these Colt 45s. Not quite sure who it is. We haven't got the number yet. Right-hand pitcher working off that third base side as McMillan finishes receiving the warm tosses. My apologies. Due up for the Tehama Bulls is Kristen Jackson and Josh, my apologies. I'll get that name right eventually tonight.
And then the top of the order in Massey Baker.
Lots of history. Look it up.
It's Millen. Concludes his causes it. Millen makes a throw down, rather, as Matt Henry is on in relief of Jesus Cerda. For Cerda, with two innings of one hit, one run ball with two strikeouts, following up Dan Acedo, who went three of no hits, no runs, some perfect baseball with two strikeouts. For Matt Henry on the year. He's appeared in two games for a total of three innings. This one's popped up toward right, giving chase, but out of play, was the Colt 45's right fielder, Corey Likens. Matt Henry is a 3 ERA in three innings of work. He's struck out five and allowed four hits. Delivers a fastball right at the knees for strike two. Quickly an 0-2 count on the right-hand hitting. Nathan Christen. Check swing on a fastball. Lays off of it. One ball and two strikes. He didn't go on that swing.
And some mild wind gusts picking up here in the outfield. Flags blowing just a little bit to the right of that 406-yard marker.
1-2 pitch just off the plate. Outside for ball two. Beautiful conditions as the sun is started to fully descend. Swing! And a miss. Henry comes into the game and nabs the first batter via the K. One gone now for Dylan.
Christen goes down. Sweet.
Josh.
Not bad. Left fielder, number 22, Dylan Wilson.
Right in hitter. Even stance, knee bent. Here's the pitch from Henry. Off the first base side is a ground ball foul up the third base side for strike one.
Matt Henry so far, Jacob, looking pretty comfortable on the mound. Nothing too much to feel for it yet, but retiring the first batter via strikeout, as you mentioned, is a great way to start.
He delivers the 0-1. Hit in the air toward left. Should be playable. The center fielder and left fielder, Zanheiser, will call off the center fielder, Rogowski, and squeeze it for out number two. Quickly two away. Matt Henry out of Lassen College. Quickly two gone. Again, the sun has started its descent fully here in the clouds overhead under these partly cloudy skies turning the beautiful bluish purple. On a wonderful night for baseball as the lights have started to take full effect. Here in this top of the sixth inning, it's a 6-1 ball game with two gone. The righty Matt Henry facing off against the top of the order in Massey Baker. His first pitch for Henry, just a bit low for ball one. Massey Baker playing third base tonight for the Tehama Bulls.
Just a quick reminder tonight as well that it is just a 7-inning contest, so some damage needs to be done real soon here for the Bulls if they want to get back into this one.
Now a 1-1 count after that wave and a miss and a ball in the dirt that bounced off the umpire, who's going to take a second to shake that one off. McMillan doing his due diligence and giving the umpire some time by nearly hand-delivering that baseball to the right-hand pitcher, Matt Henry. Henry now delivers a fastball in the outside corner for strike two.
Okay.
One ball, two strikes. With two gone, the 1-2 delivery. Henry kicks and deals. Swing! And a miss. 1-2-3. Go the Tehama Bulls as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning in this 6-1 ball game. Tonight's Colt 45's game is sponsored by Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. Sponsored by the credit Colt 45's. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected from storm repairs to replacements. Hunter Roofing gets the job done. Bring quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today. This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Spencer Schlange. It's great to have you with us. Cody Rathel still out there facing off against Rogowski. My apologies, and Isaac Rogowski also due up along with Reyes. First pitch misses for ball one to take you the rest of the way to this bottom of the sixth inning. Here's Spencer Schlange.
Thank you, Jacob. Here's the second pitch from Rathel. It's going to go right down Broadway, even up the count at 1-1. And Tyler Zanheiser here, as I've mentioned before, just waits for his pitch. And we saw just two innings ago, leading off as well in that inning in the bottom of the fourth, doing some damage as he hits another one right about to where it was when he hit his home run. It's going to fall. It's going to hit the wall. He's going to make his way all the way around. It's going to be a double here for Tyler Zanheiser. Just hit right to where he hit that one out. And it's looking like he's found his spot and he's found his pitch as well, as he's now got a home run and double and back-to-back at-bats.
Right off that Members First Credit Union sign to the left of the 358 mark, and right by that Jack's Grill sign on the yellow wall. Another great piece of hitting from Tyler Zanheiser as the head coach of the Tama Bulls is going to give Rathel a little handshake and take the baseball from him. Looks like it will be the end of the night for Mr. Rathel. He is responsible for that runner on second base in Tyler Zanheiser to face Rogowski and Reyes. It will be Aaron Wood for the Tama Bulls to allow him to warm up and get prepared to come into this game. Right-hand pitcher facing off against Trajan Rogowski when we return right after this word from our sponsors here at KCNR Shasta Redding.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
And welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Spencer Schlange. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. The double, leadoff double that knocked Cody Rathel out of the game. He went 5 plus, 9 hits, 4 runs, but is responsible for that runner over there at second base. He walked 1 and struck out 5. He goes 5+. Rogowski facing off against Aaron Wood to take you the rest of the way. Here's Spencer Schlenken.
Thank you, Jacob. Yeah, Aaron Wood making his appearance here in the top of the sixth of this short seven-inning game. See if he can limit some damage here with already a runner in scoring position in Tyler Zanheiser. Here's the first pitch. It's going to be just inside, it looks. It'll be a 1-0 count, and he's also pitching to Rogowski here at the top of the lineup, so very top of the order here. Starting a brand-new fresh game here for Aaron Wood, essentially. Here's the 1-0. Just a little inside. It's going to be a 2-0 count. Rogowski looking to get on base for the first time tonight. Here's the 2-0 pitch from Aaron Wood. It's going to be just out again. It's going to be a 3-0 count here. See if Aaron Wood can settle in here and pitch some in the zone he's going to need to, or Rogowski here after this next pitch will be making his way to first base for free. Here's the pitch.
It's going to...
Looks like it.
Punk is inside of the shoulder. Just looked a little painful there from Rogowski as he tossed the bat as well. And that's something you don't see a lot, Spencer, from Rogowski specifically, is that level of frustration.
Yeah, definitely an awkward connection there. Just looked like it. Yeah, just a little bit of contact, but definitely a stinger for him as Reyes will make his way up. Reyes will make his way up to the plate.
That puts two runners on as well. The Colt 45s have a chance to really blow this game wide open.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Jacob, any damage done in this inning will surely, you'd have to assume it'll put the Bulls away with just three outs remaining in this shortened game. Here's 1-0. It's going to go straight up, and it's going to make its way out into the lot as well. That'll level the count at 1-1. We have Zanheiser on second base and Rogowski on first with Adam Reyes at the plate here, who singled in his last at-bat. He's got a double on the night as well as Aaron Wood throws one right down Broadway. That's going to get him ahead in the count, 1-2. Zero outs yet in the inning. Here's the 1-2 deal from Wood. Great contact there from Reyes. It's going to drop, and it looks like Zanheiser's going to go for home here. The runner should be able to score, and Zanheiser's going to cross home plate for the second time tonight. An RBI single there for Reyes as Zanheiser makes his way home, and Rogowski finds himself on third base.
And Buelna cutting off that throw to keep the runners at the corners on that RBI single. Moving up to third on that was Rogowski, and then Reyes holding it first. Now the Tampa Bulls likely looking for a double play as they shade the middle infielders. They're the first baseman behind the runner at first. Now they're going to have Buelna hold on Reyes at first. Try and keep that double play in order.
Here's the pitch from Aaron Wood. It's going to be just a little bit inside. It'll be a 1-0 count. A little bit all over the place to start here, but if he settles in, he's throwing the ball really hard. Might be difficult to hit here. Andrew Mora up to the plate. The lefty here. There's the pitch. Runner goes. Absolutely smoked by Mora. Can Parker Kipp get there? It's going to fall at the wall, and runners are going to continue to advance here. It's going to be a stand-up double here. Here's the play at home. And come slide is safe. That's going to be two runs there. Rogowski will make his way in, and Reyes will make his way all the way home from third base, and it's going to be a stand-up double there from Andrew Mora. Great base running there from the Colt 45s, and that'll add on the third run of the inning, giving them a 9-1 lead here in the bottom of the sixth.
And they had to do that whole thing where you wait out and see where the ball ends up. It's now 9-1. After that, it was the center fielder, Parker Kipp, giving chase toward that left center gap, watching out for the wall, but also just chasing it down, couldn't make a play on it, as Mora hit it a mile high, and also with the wind out there, as you said, Spencer, in the previous inning, just starting to pick up, kind of moves that ball around in a weird way. And now it's 9-1 with the runner at second.
Got that Rain McMillan here making the run. It's going to be collected by Aaron Wood. It's going to be a 1-3 put out there for the first out of the inning. Rain McMillan takes the first pitch he sees, swings at it, and it's going to go right back to where it came from. Aaron Wood collects and makes the throw.
And taking third on that as well was Andrew Mora, who's been busy on those base paths tonight.
Now DeCanio up to the plate here with one out down and one runner on third. It'll be Andrew Mora. Facing off against Aaron Wood for the first time tonight is DeCanio. And it will be worth mentioning, a home run here or somehow making his way all the way around will be a cycle for DeCanio on the night, as he has gotten himself a single, a double, and a triple as the first pitch he takes down the middle for strike one. DeCanio just waiting his pitch here, a fresh pitcher in Aaron Wood. But any fastball he might be attacking here, knowing he's got a chance to hit the cycle, slices one, it's going to just keep chasing itself right. It'll be a foul ball, it'll be an 0-2 count.
Just missing that one, trying to go opposite field with it toward that 310 mark down there, down the right field corner, but couldn't straighten it out just enough.
And again, in the shortened game, this will more than likely be DeCanio's last chance, so a perfect 4-for-4 would be his only chance at the cycle here, see if he can get on base. It's going to even up the count. Not entirely sure where that one missed, but it's going to be ball.
That was actually called strike three. The scoreboard got me as well. I thought the umpire called it a ball, but then it was a late strike call on the outside corner. DeCanio knew it. Just a little breaking ball off the plate. My apologies, right on the plate. Caught the corner for strike three. DeCanio goes down looking. That ends his chances at the cycle.
Yeah, now Likens will watch the first pitch go through. He's up 1-0 in the count. And that'll be the first strikeout for Aaron Wood as well. Struck out DeCanio looking. Aaron Wood will step off his approach a little bit. It's the 1-0 count for Corey Likens here. The pitch from Wood, just a little bit high. It's going to be a 2-0 count here. And with more on third, you have to assume any more runs here in the bottom of the sixth will be insurance for Colt 45s as this pitch misses a little low.
They're 90 feet away from putting double digits on the board again, which has been an ongoing theme for the Colt 45s, dating back to last year.
And it'll be a 4-0 count, just a free walk to first base here for Likens. And now we have runners on the corners, and up to the plate comes Mandujano. Mandujano now on the night. Yet to get on base with a flyout, a strikeout, and a 6-3 putout. And we're looking to limit the damage here with runners on the corners. Pitch is going to be just outside. It's going to be a 1-0 count in favor of Mandujano.
And Aaron Wood, since coming into the game, has just not been able to locate that baseball well. He's been a little bit wild with it. Can't seem to keep hitting those spots that his catcher sets up for.
Great hit there. It's going to make its way through. It's going to make its way through, and it's going to be a single here for Mandujano, and that will bring Mora around across home plate yet again, and Likens will advance to second base. It'll be a single, splitting the third baseman in the shortstop. It'll be a nice-looking hit there for Mandujano, keeping runners on first and second, and crossing the plate again for the 10th run of the Colt 45s.
Yeah, broken bat single through that 5-6 hole, and now the Colt 45s in double digits. Just a line shot over the leaping third baseman in the left field. Around third, coming in to score is Likens, and holding at second base as the throw came in hot and cut off by the third baseman. Will hold the runners at first and second. A long single from Ryan Hamm.
Yeah, great looking hit there from Hamm, as you mentioned, right over the third baseman who gave a great jump at it, but he's still nowhere close. Just great looking hit there from Ryan Hamm. It's going to roll all the way out of the outfield and bring another runner in. And up to the plate is the leadoff of, or the bottom of the lineup, excuse me, but the leadoff in this inning will be batting again. It'll be Tyler Zanheiser here with one out down and runners on first and second. Here's the pitch, just a little high for Aaron Wood. A little frustration there.
Yeah, 5 hits and 5 runs in the inning for the Colt 45s, and they've sent now the 10th batter to the plate. Here's a 1-0 from the righty.
Big swing at it from Zanheiser, not going to make contact. You can tell he's looking to go yard yet again. Can't quite make contact with that one. It's going to be a 1-1 count here. Runners on first and second, just one out down, so anything in the infield, the Bulls will most definitely be looking to turn two. There's the 1-1. Swung on again by Zanheiser. It's going to make its way all the way back. Parker Kitt looks like he'll be able to locate it, and he makes the snag. And that will retire the inning there. Excuse me. So that will bring an end to the inning. A fly out from Zanheiser to Parker Kipp, and it's going to end the inning there. Damage has been done, though. It'll be another 5 runs as the Colt 45s now lead 11-1 through 6.
Colt 45's game is sponsored by Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Reading Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected from storm repairs to replacements. Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today as we head to the top of the 7th, the Colt 45s, looking to win their 12th in a row. We'll be right back after this.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Out there again for his second inning of work. Mr. Matt Henry looking to close out this ballgame. It's 11-1 here in this top of the seventh inning. The seventh inning sprint ballgame here on this wonderful Sunday afternoon of baseball. Evening of baseball, my apologies. And we're still under 2 hours of baseball, which is a highly efficient game. Matt Henry ending out this game. Jesus Cerda was before him, and before that was Dan Acedo, who went 3 of perfect baseball. 45 looking to improve to 12-1 on the year. For the Tehama Bulls, they're looking to get a miracle. Nobody out. First batter facing off against Matt Henry is Parker Kipp, right-hand hitter, takes a called strike right at the knees.
And it looked like there, Jacob Parker Kipp was actually trying to avoid the pit, but it was way inside, but it's going to be called strike on him there.
Yeah, ended up just catching him as this one's grounded toward Reyes, back behind second base. His legs! That's actually a different shortstop over there. Short. Reaches on the E6. That'll add to the error total for the Colt 45s. They now have 2 on the night. Not sure who that was. It looks like it might be Ty Cook. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it looks like it will be number 6 out there, Ty Cook, playing shortstop. A little different than his normal default pitcher.
That's why I love having our color commentator with me. A second set of eyes on the field. Now a 3-0 count on the right end hitting E.J. Stanton from the right side. Henry looks for a ground ball here. Ground ball for Manoano at third. Charging throws quickly to first in time to get the out. Moving up to second base. Another 5-3 put out for Manoano.
And Parker Kipple there will advance to second. But just an absolute rocket for Manoano. Couldn't quite track that ball down quick enough. It was a little grippler rolling through the grass. Couldn't get there quick enough to try to turn two, but just makes a great throw, and Moore is able to snag it for the first out.
And just having to really move that throw quick, collect himself, and then sling it across in time. The infield shifted to pull on the right end, hitting Joel Calderon. Takes a ball off the plate outside. Now Reddy's the 1-0 from Henry. It's a strike on the inside corner. One count. Something to note as well for the Tehama Bulls. They have a 1 hit on the night. Here's a 1-1 delivery. This is low and away for ball 2. That one hit was against Jesus Cerda, and it was the single from E.J. Stanton, who just grounded out to the third baseman, Mondo Hano. Now the 2-1 delivery from the righty off that first base side. Henry checks the runner at second. Now kicks and deals a 2-1. Breaking ball, grounded, foul at the third baseline. Third base coach for the Bulls almost made a barehanded play on it. That will even up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Now Calderon ready, slightly up in the stance from that right side. Now the 2-2 from the righty Henry as he turns the runner back. Foul tipped just off the glove of McMillan back behind home plate. Almost held onto it for the strikeout. Infield also shifted to pull on the right end, hitting Calderon. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out here in this top of the seventh, the final inning of the ball game here in this seventh inning sprint where the lights have taken full effect now. What's been a rather quick game. The 2-2 delivery from Henry off the first base side. This is low and away. That will fill the count. We'll be back out here next weekend, Thursday through Sunday, for some 7:15 start time baseball against the South Bay Storm and the Alameda Anchors, Wednesday through Sunday. My apologies. Here's the payoff delivery with 1 out from Matt Henry. It's a line shot into right field for a base hit. And now runners at the corners as it's quickly played back in by the Colt 45's right fielder Corey Likens. Calderon has himself a hit. That moves the runner up to third. Runners at the corners with 1 out. Now as things are starting to get a little bit interesting. But the Colt 45 still in complete control of this ball game with a fair amount left to play. The Tehama Bulls down to their final 2 outs, but still with some chances here. We've seen crazier things before out here at Tiger Field as a pinch runner will be on for Joel Calderon. Casey Ratha will step into the box. A close stance for the left-hand hitter. Flora holding on the runner at first. They want to keep that double play in order to be done with this ballgame. The Tehama Bulls have not left a runner on yet this game. They have 2 on right now. First pitch is a fastball up in the zone called strike 1.
That's a great-looking pitch, Jacob, from Matt Henry there. Knowing that Rathel doesn't want anything to swing at in the infield, he wants to make sure that pitch is perfect. Otherwise, he could end the game right here.
And the outfield shooting a couple steps toward left. Foul tipped off the glove of the catcher, McMillan. Quickly, no balls and 2 strikes on the left-hand hitting right fielder. 0-2 with 1 out. The shortstop, Hook, and the second baseman for the Colt 45s. Shaded up the middle. It's Ryan Hamm over there at second. Ty Cook at short. Mora at the first baseman holding on the runner at first. Here's the 0-2 delivery to Casey Rathel. Misses low and away for ball one of the at-bat. It's an 11-1 ball game here in this top of the seventh. Now the 1-2 delivery from Henry as he comes back. Quick pickups him back to first. Not in time, squeaks past Mora. And coming in to score is the runner from third. That's Parker Kipp. Now it's 11-2. Staying at first was the courtesy runner for Joel Calderon, number 18, Vincent Reed. I believe it was actually a pinch runner for Calderon over there at first, not a courtesy runner, as he is not a catcher. Run on first, 1-2 count. Here's a 1-2 delivery from Henry off the plate outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Colt 45s are a double play away from ending it. Now the 2-2 from Henry. McMillan sets up away. Poked at. Toward left. Van Iser playable. He'll settle underneath it and squeeze it for out number 2. Quick throw back to first. They're going to double off the runner. And a double play on the flyout. 8-3 on it. And the side is retired. Throughout the ball game, the Tampa Bulls still do not strand a runner. You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. Or online at KCNR1460.com. I'm Jacob Green with Spencer Schlange. You're
voices of the Colt 45s. The final time of the game was 1 hour and 43 minutes. The winning pitcher was Jesus Cerda. The losing pitcher, Cody Raffel. No save situation. The final time of the game, again, was 1 hour and 43 minutes. We'll be back out here Wednesday through Sunday, 7:15 start times. Special thanks to Carl Lindebaugh with KCNR, Shasta Redding. Special thanks to our producer, David Wiley, back in the studio. This is Jacob Green for Spencer Schlange and KCNR, Shasta Redding, along with the Colt 45, saying thanks for listening and drive safely. The totals tonight, 11 runs on 14 hits with 2 errors. They left a total of 7. The Colt 45s. 2 runs on 2 hits, 2 errors. They left none. That was the Tehama Bulls. The Colt 45s improved 12-1 on the year. This is Jacob Green with Spencer Schlange saying thank you for listening and good night.
Yes, Israel. Also at townhall.com, Vice President J.D. Vance's popularity on the rise. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman with that story.
The latest Rasmussen Report's National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 52% of likely U.S. voters view Vice President Vance favorably, up from 49% in April, including 33% with a very favorable impression. Vance's popularity upswing coincides with President Trump's continued favorability. The president's approval rating has been at least 50% in the Rasmussen poll since May 23rd. Ken Lorman reporting.
Blistering heat, high humidity taking a toll on fans and players in Major League Baseball stadiums and other sporting events as well. Several teams have played through a second consecutive day of extremely muggy conditions. Dangerously hot weather dominating parts of the United States in a rare June heat wave. Game time temperature in Chicago today was 94 between the Cubs and Mariners. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Summer is all about making great memories. Boy, I love getting out on the boat. I admit that one of my little joys in life is to get on a boat and ride around on Tampa Bay. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. Here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made of natural ingredients. The best part of all, Relief Factor never masks the pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it for good. Whether it's doing what I do, whether it's kayaking on a lake, running around with the little ones, or just chilling in the hammock with a good book, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of the things you love all summer long. So if you're ready to reclaim your summer and make some amazing memories, head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF. Do it now and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That number again, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
A minor setback for Senate Republicans working on the big, beautiful bill. Here's Donna Warder.
Senate Republicans working on a tax and spending bill are scrambling after being told by the Senate parliamentarian that a proposal to shift some of the cost of food stamps from the federal government to states would violate the chamber's rules. The parliamentarian's rulings are advisory, but they're rarely ignored. And shifting tens of billions of potential savings from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program to offset the costs of the $4.5 trillion tax breaks plan was a centerpiece of the GOP's efforts. President Donald Trump wants a bill passed and signed by July 4th. Donna Warder, Washington.
Suicide bomber in Syria in a church filled with people. At least 22 have been killed. Dozens more have been wounded. Local media outlets say several children among the casualties. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Well, following years of delays, South Korea has ratified the Hague Adoption Convention. John Scott reports.
It's an international treaty meant to safeguard international adoptions. The announcement is a significant policy shift decades after sending tens of thousands of children to the West through an aggressive but poorly regulated adoption system. The government faces growing pressure to address widespread fraud and abuse. Many adoptees have discovered their records were falsified to portray them as abandoned orphans, carelessly separated, or even stolen from their birth families. John Scott reporting.
Well, the Supreme Court now in the home stretch of the current term. Justices have at least 10 cases to resolve that had been argued between December and mid-May. The Supreme Court typically aims to finish work by the end of June. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Now open at Turtle Bay Museum, Discover Steampunk, an exhibition for all ages.
Featuring futuristic technology inspired by 19th century Victorian designs.
Steampunk reimagines steam-powered machinery and gadgets as modern inventions. Discover Steampunk is on display at Turtle Bay Museum by the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
And is produced by the Imagine Team, free for members or included with paid admission.
Discover this and much more at turtlebay.org.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868. 800-458-5868.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
On a trial basis, and it will spit out some really good stuff. It's grammatically correct. It's conversational. It includes a lot of facts. It flows. And it's easy. It really makes us more productive. And a lot of people are leveraging that in their professions. But there's a new article. It's the latest MIT study on the brain effects of using AI. It's the first study of its kind. And the conclusion is that AI isn't making us smarter, it's actually making us dumber. And yes, ChatGPT is a great shortcut. It makes you 60% faster at completing tasks. But according to this study from MIT, you're trading long-term brain capacity for short-term productivity gains. Here's what they did. The MIT team used EEG brain scans on 54 participants who were routine users of AI over a period of 4 months. And here's what they found. Brain scans revealed, quote, a collapse in neural networks. That's important. Those neural networks are what make you more intelligent. There was a 47% reduction in brain connectivity compared to individuals who compose stuff on their own. It's the first brain scan study of ChatGPT users, and the results are really terrifying. And I'm quoting from them, your brain on ChatGPT, there's an accumulation of cognitive debt when using an AI assistant for essay writing tasks. And most alarmingly, 83% of ChatGPT users couldn't quote from essays that they wrote minutes earlier. So you create the content, but you forget because ChatGPT did the thinking for you. They surveyed people who used AI versus people who didn't use AI, and they found that higher confidence in AI was associated with less critical thinking. And that's one of the problems in our society, is that there's less and less and less in the way of critical thinking and more in the way of rote regurgitation of facts. And this is very, very concerning, particularly when it comes to our educational system, where now students have figured out that if they want to write a term paper, instead of laboriously poring over articles and books and learning the material and then summarizing it and putting it out in their own words, they can simply use a ChatGPT prompt and deliver a flawless article. Teachers are often hard put to determine whether something was written by ChatGPT or written by a student on their own. But when teachers were asked to evaluate, according to this article in the MIT Journal, when teachers were asked to evaluate some of these AI articles, they found them, quote, soulless. They found them, quote, empty with regard to content. They also found them having close to perfect language while failing to give personal insights. And that's an important ingredient when, you know, I deliver material to you here. I can deliver the facts. And it's very easy on many medical subjects to just use artificial intelligence to look stuff up. Like, is there a correlation between air pollution and autism, for example? And, you know, it'll spit out all the information about that. But offering a critical perspective on the research, that's an entirely different matter. Person putting a personal touch in sharing that information is not something that ChatGPT or AI excels at. They also found that when researchers forced ChatGPT routine users to write without AI, they performed worse than people who had never used AI before. So there's a definite loss in skills when people become reliant on ChatGPT to do their homework for them. Well, lots of this information, by the way, I want to credit a guy named Alex Vaca, who posted this on X, formerly known as Twitter. And I don't know this guy from Adam, but he's a business guy who writes on X. He has a fair number of followers. He's a Berlin-based guy. And his insights, based on this MIT article, are quite compelling. Also consider the fact that we're seeing an epidemic of attention deficit disorder, ADD, ADHD, especially among our young people. There is no question that AI is changing their brains, and not for the better. AI is a useful tool, but it isn't making us smarter. Yes, it's boosting productivity, but it's ultimately making us dumber. And that is a real concern as we embrace this new technology and it becomes ever more pervasive. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics today at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
I've long been a fan of digestive enzymes. They not only address GI complaints, they also facilitate absorption of key nutrients. But in the past, quality has been hit or miss. Now, Holozyme has been introduced as a scientifically formulated digestive enzyme that provides a comprehensive solution. Holozyme is different because it's the only digestive enzyme that marries the specific enzyme strain and perfect mineral cofactor that together create the most activated enzyme in the world, which is why I've chosen to recommend it to my Intelligent Medicine listeners. Imagine enjoying your favorite foods without the concern of gas, bloating, undigested foods, stomach pain, and cramping. With Holozyme, you can stop worrying about all of that while absorbing more nutrients, increasing your energy, and bolstering your immunity. Holozyme's efficacy is proven in 6 pilot clinical trials. For more information and to order, visit healthygut.com. Use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off your order. That's healthygut.com, healthygut.com for Holozyme.
Uh-oh.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you're choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. It is a call-in show, and the way that you call in is by calling 877-726-8255 anytime during the week, and it'll prompt you to record a question. And let's hear one of those.
I guess my question is, I've got a rash, and I can't figure out what it's coming from, and I do have a real bad allergy to poison ivy, so I don't know if it's allergy of the wind blowing all this pollen around, but I was just wondering if there's anything that's good for allergies that you can recommend. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, you know, when you have a skin rash, it could be allergic, but it could also result from any number of other factors. It could be a fungal rash or a bacterial rash. It could be a sign of an autoimmune condition. It could be, you know, inflammatory disorder, eczema, psoriasis. So there's a lot of possibilities there. And, you know, my policy with rashes is, you know, if I get a rash, I'll put a little, you know, something on it, you know, a little coconut oil or something that is has a soothing effect on the skin. And if it doesn't go away, then I'm prompted to look for a cause. And dermatologists are really good at figuring out sometimes what caused rashes. Sometimes they can't determine what causes the rash, but at least they can come up with the right kind of therapy. They can determine if you need an antifungal or if you need, as you know, some anti-inflammatory. It's also possible that you could go to an allergist immunologist and have some skin testing. I think that skin testing is great for figuring out, you know, get patch testing or you get intradermal skin testing, and you can figure out what you're sensitive to. Some blood tests can reveal what the allergy is caused by. So it's best to get a diagnosis. I mean, you could also go on, you know, a very what is called an elimination diet, you know, get rid of some of the main allergy triggers. But sometimes that's not the cause of the rash. So before you go off and assume that it's allergic, get a diagnosis and figure out what it actually is. All right, folks, it is a sobering fact that heart disease remains one of the leading causes of illness and death in the country. And I've preached for decades that taking care of your heart is crucial. And that's why I was pleased to discover Brightcore Nutrition's Vitality, which is a premium heart health supplement containing a powerful blend of science-backed patented ingredients and natural extracts, each chosen for their superior cardiovascular benefits. There's patented Mega Natural BP grapeseed extract, MenaQ7 vitamin K2, and microactive CoQ10 plus nature's natural heart healers, olive leaf extract, hawthorn berry, bilberry, and resveratrol. It's a one-stop shop for heart health. Although, yeah, you may want to include fish oil, magnesium, some of these other things we talk about, chiolic aged garlic extract. These ingredients in a single serving a day will not only help support heart health, will also increase stamina, endurance, energy, and blood flow. For more information or order, just go to mybrightcore.com/Hoffman and use code Hoffman for 25% off and free shipping. But for an even better deal, they want you to call in, so call in to receive up to 50% off and free shipping. The number, 888-592-9909. And when you call, we'll give you a free bottle of vitamin D3 along with your order. Again, that number is 888-592-9909 to speak to Brightcore's expert staff. They'll answer all of your questions. All right. The effects of inactivity on brain health. There's a new study that shows specific changes in the brain after muscle disuse that are linked with cognitive decline. So, you know, when you exercise your muscles, you're exercising your brain. After just 10 days of muscle disuse, there were elevated markers for specific proteins in the brain that are strongly associated with Alzheimer's disease. And that is concerning. So make sure that you move and exercise, because exercising your muscles has a direct impact on your brain, possibly through something called BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is kind of Miracle-Gro for your brain neurons. Exercise your muscles. One of the reasons I do that is not so much to look buff, but to keep me cognitively intact. I'm a regular exerciser. This research appeared in the Journal of Applied Physiology. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
the big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients offering non-habit-forming options for natural sleep and relaxation support. Extra Support CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment. Extra Support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Extra Support Sleep and Calm Wellness Blends.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. That's 800-721-1047.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And now I'm going to venture into touching what is one of the third rails in terms of health controversies. And it's become a political issue now that MAHA is under the guise of RFK Jr., who's an avowed opponent to certain vaccines. They say he's an anti-vaxxer. He now claims that he merely wants to take a selective look
at different vaccines and the total vaccine campaign to determine if it is related to health harms, in particular what are called NDDs, neurodevelopmental disorders. Now, neurodevelopmental disorders include, of course, autism, but also what are called hyperkinetic syndromes, like attention deficit disorder, hyperactivity, learning disorders, seizure disorders, encephalopathy, which is sort of general brain inflammation, and tic disorders. Tic disorders are increasingly common. Sometimes it's suggested that it's a social contagion because kids go on TikTok and they see videos of other kids ticking and they think it's cool. But there definitely is a physiological basis in terms of brain structure and physiology when it comes to tic disorders. So I'm going to venture here because my view is that while studies have not shown that individual vaccines are associated with autism, for example, they've done extensive studies looking at the MMR vaccine, and they say that taking the MMR vaccine is not associated with an increased risk of autism. Okay? And they've looked at, you know, perhaps they've looked at a few other vaccines, but MMR is the one that's been in the crosshairs. Polio, perhaps they've also looked at. And they've said, okay, the science is settled, case closed, vaccines are not the cause of autism. Let's look somewhere else. And that's the official position. And it actually gets people really angry when you suggest that something may be wrong with our current vaccine schedule. I was lecturing once on the subject of the Gardasil vaccine because we're concerned about the Gardasil vaccine. I sounded a warning about increased number of adverse reactions to the Gardasil vaccine, the so-called cervical cancer vaccine that they're encouraging young girls and now young boys to take to prevent them from acquiring the HPV virus, which is associated with a higher risk for cervical cancer. And I have to say that there are some statistics suggesting that the incidence of cervical cancer is going down with the implementation of that vaccine campaign. However, there are real side effects. So it's a risk-benefit equation when it comes to exposing your kids to these vaccines. But in lecturing about it, somebody got up in the audience and literally started yelling at me, like, you know, what do you think about the polio vaccine? Like, do you want people to be paralyzed like they were in the 1940s and 1950s before the advent of the, and it just got to be a really emotional thing. And my take on it is that people treat vaccination as a religion. It's you're either all in or you're against it. And I think that what we need to do is we need to, you know, as we do with many drugs, sometimes years after their introduction, we take a very, very careful and cautious look at the effects of their deployment on millions and millions of people, and we come to some conclusions about, you know, maybe there's some hazards or downsides. It's not an all-or-nothing thing. So in that spirit, let me share with you a study. And it's not a rinky-dink study. It's in a peer-reviewed journal. It's entitled Vaccination and Neurodevelopmental Disorders, a study of 9-year-old children enrolled in Medicaid. And the context of this is that the current U.S. childhood vaccination schedule includes multiple doses of 17 vaccines given from birth to age 18. So that may mean literally dozens of vaccinations. That represents a nearly threefold increase in vaccinations compared to just the 1983 schedule. So when I was born, 1952, you know, I was one of the first to receive the polio vaccine. That was kind of in vogue then. But I actually had chickenpox and measles, and I had many of the childhood diseases that now are covered by vaccines. They also concurrently, and perhaps coincidentally or not, there's been a soaring prevalence of neurodevelopmental disorders. The rates of neurodevelopmental disorders, and I'll abbreviate them by calling them NDDs, increased more than tenfold during the 1980s. One in six U.S. children was diagnosed with a developmental disability between 2009 and 2017. One in six. So there really is something about, you know, what's happening to our kids. And that is one of the mission statements of the MAHA movement under RFK Jr. is what's happening to our kids. In 2018, 17.8% of U.S. children were diagnosed with NDDs. Not just autism, but, you know, the whole grab bag, Tourette's syndrome, the tic disorder included. So so they did a survey looking at 9-year-old children enrolled in the Medicaid program in Florida. And they also looked at whether or not they were premature, preterm births, and whether they were preterm and vaccinated or preterm and not vaccinated. They found that vaccination was associated with significantly increased odds for all measured neurodevelopmental disorders. Among children born preterm and vaccinated, 40% were diagnosed with at least one NDD. Okay, well, preterm birth is a risk factor for a neurodevelopmental disorder, because if you're born at whatever, you know, 28 weeks, it's a risk factor for all kinds of problems. But among those who are preterm and vaccinated, 40% were diagnosed with an NDD versus just 16% among those born preterm and unvaccinated. The relative risk of autism spectrum disorder increased according to the number of visits that included vaccinations. Children with just one vaccination visit were 1.7 times more likely to be diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder than the unvaccinated, whereas those with 11 or more visits, they're following instructions, they're coming in for all the vaccines that they're told to get, were 4.4 times more likely to have been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. Now, the point that they're making here is not that we should stop vaccinating kids. They state that very, very explicitly in the discussion. But what they're saying here, and they admit, studies have reported no significant difference in rates of autism spectrum disorder between children who received specific vaccines and those who did not. So there's no, the study on the MMR vaccine did not show a significant difference. But they also didn't look at kids at risk, and higher risk is associated with preterm birth. So this is an interesting study. And maybe if we look at specific subgroups of kids, more vulnerable kids, those are the kids where we're going to see some problems. They say it may not be a specific vaccine. It may just be a link between, and I'm quoting, vaccination and autism spectrum disorder could be due to the cumulative impact of all preceding vaccinations rather than to a specific vaccine alone. Autism spectrum disorder and other NDDs could be triggered by the last vaccine administered or by one or more of a series of vaccines. They say that it's not so much the individual vaccines that we need to evaluate. It's the overall impact of the vaccine schedule, the ever-expanding vaccine schedule on children's health. It's been left unexplored. The results of the study added a growing body of evidence raising concerns about the safety of the current vaccination schedule and its possible contribution to rising rates of neurodevelopmental disorders. Now, I'm not saying, and I don't think anyone is contending that it's all about vaccines, because a few weeks ago I shared with you a study that shows that in pregnant women consuming a lot of ultra-processed foods, there was a higher risk of autism in their offspring. Okay, so foods, yeah. Air pollution, possibly. Any number of factors might be implicated. Genetic factors, yeah, that's important. Why is it that some kids
get a ton of vaccines. They're fine. They're fine. But maybe it is a combination of things, and that's why RFK Jr. has established a task force in the National Institutes of Health under Jay Bhattacharya, the newly installed NIH head, to examine all possible contributors to our current epidemic of autism and neurodevelopmental disorders. And we badly need information on this to inform our choices. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for joint and muscle support, D-Flame, Ache Action, and Protocol's Bone Support Formula. D-Flame is a proprietary blend of complementary herbs that may help to support occasional aches and pains of overexertion. Ache Action's principal ingredient is a trademark form of Boswellia. Clinical tests have shown a meaningful decrease in pain and a significant improvement in joint health within 5 days. And Protocol's Bone Support Formula includes a compound that makes up the crystalline matrix of bone and teeth. It's the substance that gives them their rigidity. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Aging doesn't have to means slowing down. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure restores your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer, so I'm excited to share that you can now get 20% off any Timeline supplement or skincare purchase, including the all-new MitoPure gummies. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 20% off MitoPure. There's never been a better time to experience the benefits of MitoPure. Timeline.com/Hoffman.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Is gambling ruining Major League Baseball? And can the sport recover from the heavy pressure of market forces? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Rule number one of investing is compounding is the royal road to riches.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
If you're saving money and you let compounding work its magic, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when you will be wealthy.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You know, the vaccine story, I think it's important to treat people as partners, not as subjects to a dictate by public health authorities. And that's why it's important to continue dialogue on controversial subjects like vaccines. 877-726-8255, our number. And that's the number where you call and you'll reach an answer box and you can record a question or comment. So let's hear one of those.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Is there a blood test that can indicate whether you have thin blood or blood that's subject to clotting? And is there a substitute, a natural substitute for Eliquis, which has a lot of side effects? Thank you.
Okay. So when it comes to determining whether your blood is thick or thin, there are a couple of blood tests. One is a PT and one is a PTT, and these are proton and prothrombin time, and these are actually used to measure the efficacy of Coumadin. It is said with newer medications like Eliquis that you don't need to do that checking because, you know, it's one size fits all and you get adequate anticoagulation. So you don't need to keep following it with these blood tests frequently that are a nuisance, as with Coumadin. So is there a substitute for Eliquis that has a lot of side effects? Well, I think they're coming up with newer medications that alleviate the problem of excessive bleeding that can occur when you bump yourself or when you have an injury. You know, if you're anticoagulated and you have an accident, you're in trouble because you're more likely to have excessive bleeding. And a newer generation of drugs are being developed that can alleviate that potential side effect. The problem with Eliquis is it's not rapidly reversible as Coumadin is. You just give a dose of vitamin K and you turn off the anti-clotting effects of Coumadin. With these newer medications like Eliquis, they have long-term effects. And say, you know, you're hit by a bicycle or something and you're in the hospital emergency room, you might bleed excessively before the Eliquis wears off. So the newer medications do that. Sometimes I get the question, you know, my doctor wants me to be on a blood thinner. I don't want to be on a drug. What shall I take? Shall I take fish oil? Shall I take garlic? Shall I take ginkgo biloba? You know, some of the things that are reputed to thin the blood, and they do thin the blood, but do they do so adequately to prevent the risk of, say, strokes if you have atrial fibrillation or deep vein thrombosis if you have a blood clotting disorder that makes you more likely to get blood clots and some of the medications used to prevent subsequent heart attacks after an initial heart attack. And the answer is, you can't really depend on those because results may vary in terms of their blood thinning capabilities and they're kind of unreliable. So that's my take on it. Our number is 877-726-8255. Folks,
as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality, and that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line in my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance, great company. They offer a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including this month's theme is a suite of supplements for joint and muscle support. So if you've got minor injuries or achiness or even a touch of arthritis, Deflame, Ache Action, and Protocol's Bone Support Formula are right for you. Deflame is a proprietary blend of complementary herbs that may help to support occasional aches and pains of overexertion. They're anti-inflammatory. Ache Action's principal ingredient, and I've been taking a lot of that lately because I tweak my back a little bit, but the relief has been really substantial now that I'm taking 2-3 times daily regularly. It's a trademark form of Boswellia. Clinical tests have shown a meaningful decrease of pain and significant improvement in joint health within 5 days. And I found even faster relief. And Protocol's bone support formula includes a compound that makes up the crystalline matrix of bone and teeth. It's the substance that gives them their rigidity. For more information or to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. All right, here's an example of unforeseen consequences of popular medical therapy. H. pylori is a bacteria that it's been discovered can cause ulcers. So what happened was they began to treat ulcers with antibiotics, and it was a real breakthrough in ulcer treatment. Then they discovered that H. pylori might be associated with a higher risk of gastric cancer, and they began testing people routinely, even people without ulcers or stomach problems, for H. pylori. And when they had H. pylori, they would give them powerful antibiotics coupled with powerful acid blockers and sometimes bismuth. These so-called triple therapy drugs really packed a wallop and were designed to eradicate the H. pylori. Now, scientists have made a new discovery that H. pylori may actually protect us from Alzheimer's disease. Specifically, something made by H. pylori, a protein, can block the toxic buildup of amyloid beta and tau proteins. This may have implications not just for Alzheimer's, but also for conditions like Parkinson's disease, where a type of protein called alpha-synuclein is linked to Parkinson's disease and Lewy body dementia. So this suggests that overzealous treatment to eradicate the H. pylori that causes stomach cancer, which is kind of a rare outcome of H. pylori infection, can possibly open the floodgates to higher risk of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. That would be concerning. And it all goes to underscore that it's not nice to fool with Mother Nature. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. We'll be back with more in our second hour. It's a sobering fact that heart disease is still one of the leading causes of illness and death in the country. I've preached for decades that taking care of your heart is crucial. That's why I was pleased to discover Bright Core Nutrition's Vitality, a premium heart health supplement containing a powerful blend of science-backed patented ingredients and natural extracts, each chosen for their superior cardiovascular benefits. Patented Mega Natural BP Grapeseed Extract, MetaQ10, Vitamin K2, and microactive CoQ10, plus nature's natural heart healers, olive leaf extract, hawthorn berry, bilberry, and resveratrol. These ingredients in a single serving a day will not only help support heart health, but will also increase stamina, endurance, energy, and blood flow. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybreakcore.com/Hoffman. There, you'll find out how to get up to 50% off and free shipping. That's mybreakcore.com/Hoffman for vitality.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at Ultimate Sales Machine.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Vice President J.D. Vance describing in detail Operation Midnight Hammer.
The operation was really extraordinary. These guys flew from Missouri. They didn't land a single time. They dropped 30,000-pound bombs on a target the size of a washing machine and then got back home safely without ever landing in the Middle East or ever stopping other than to briefly refuel. And, of course, they did that in the air. So it's really an incredible operation, a testament to the power of American military.
Vance was appearing Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press. Also at townhall.com, Pennsylvania GOP Senator Dave McCormick says Iran has now lost all of its leverage in the war against Israel.
So, A, they can't have a nuclear weapon. B, they're at a point of all-time weakness, and they face a choice. This could end tomorrow if they said, we are going to dismantle our nuclear weapons, open up to the IAEA and other observers, and try to become a peaceful participant in the region.
McCormick says the only way that Tehran can bring an end to its war with Israel is to surrender its nuclear weapons program right now.
You can't have a country have a nuclear weapon whose explicit strategy is to destroy Israel and to destroy the great Satan, which is what they say their goal is. And second, should Iran get a nuclear weapon, it would kick off an arms race in the Middle East and a proliferation of nuclear weapons, which would be very, very much against America's interests.
Senator McCormick interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. Tens of millions of people across the Midwest and East have suffered through yet another sweltering day as this June heat wave continues just plain hot in a number of states. And two small girls have been killed in New York when storms brought down trees on several homes. In Oklahoma City, the celebration is underway, the Thunder capturing the NBA title. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no, no, you can't do that. You can't go there. You can't play your favorite sport. You better sift this one out. It's no way to live. If pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help you get back to living life again on your terms, one where you say yes a whole lot more. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors and scientists, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it for good. Whether it's your back, neck, your joints, your muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. Give Relief Factor's 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, a low-cost way for you to sort of take it out for a test drive. Less than a dollar a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. See how you could live with less pain, and you can say yes to more of everything you want with Relief Factor.
House and Senate Republicans taking slightly different approaches when it comes to the tax cuts that lawmakers are looking to include in the BBB. House has passed its version, the Senate now taking action on it. While two bills are similar, they do work out their differences, and hopefully soon, President Trump is pushing to have that legislation on his desk by July 4th.
The Trump tax cuts from 2017, which are presently in force, will remain, and they're made permanent. Washington, D.C. does not make reductions in taxes permanent. They have them sunset over time. But if we don't get specifically the Medicaid reforms that have been proposed so far, which in my estimation don't go as far as they need to go, then we're going to have a much worse disaster financially for rural hospitals and in the medical system in general.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Trump White House cheering the Supreme Court's decision upholding a ban on transgender medical procedures for minors. Here's Greg Clugston.
In a 6-3 decision, the High Court stopped efforts to overturn Tennessee's law banning puberty blockers and hormone treatments for children. Reaction from White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
It's a huge victory for America's children, and it's obviously something this administration believes strongly in.
More than 24 other states have laws similar to Tennessee's.
The International Criminal Court has been asked to review a confidential legal report arguing the Russian-linked Wagner Group has committed war crimes by spreading images of apparent atrocities in West Africa on social media. Officials say that includes a number of videos alluding to cannibalism. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this time with a movie star doing the radio thing. And then later we present the penultimate episode of the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Kalen Matter. The star of this upcoming suspense production shares a name with Yours Truly. But whereas Gregory is my first name, it was actually his middle name. Eldred Gregory Peck was born in La Jolla, California, and went on to a superstar film career, even earning multiple Oscar nominations. Right now, though, he'll be joined by William Tracy as Jerry, and John Daner as Sergeant Holly, with Clayton Post, Joan Banks, Chet Mankin, Hi Everback, and Joseph Kearns. It's from June 14th of 1951.
You are about to hear a story suggested by actual events. So that no innocent person shall suffer, names and places have been changed.
Autolite and its 96,000 dealers bring you a story transcribed from the front pages of our great metropolitan newspapers. A story taken from life. Tonight's presentation of
Suspense. Tonight, Autolite presents Mr. Gregory Peck, who's going to tell you the truth about Jerry Baxter. A story of juvenile use of narcotics in the United States today.
Police, ma'am. I'd like to search your room, please.
Shut up.
No, it's not your fault. Go on, call them. Let them know.
Shut up! I've got the gun. If they come in this room, I'll kill you. You make a sound, I'll kill you.
They're just down the hall now. You know they'll come in here. Come on, kid. Do as I say.
It's too hot. I can't breathe.
Open the door.
Oh. No, they'll get me. They'll get me.
Here we go.
Get your head. Go on. Oh. Oranges. I
I've warned you. I gotta kill them all. I will. I will. I gotta get out. I gotta get out.
There was a lot of pain and a sick feeling. I could hear him crying, and I knew that I had to try and do something before he started shooting. That would be the end. Then sounds faded away, and I remembered everything that happened as if it was a dream, only it wasn't a dream. It happened all right. With Jerry, it started at home. A mother and father who didn't have time, who didn't care. Next, in high school, smoking a smoke that wasn't a cigarette. Then keep up with the gang until it was costing him nearly $50 a day to escape reality for a few hours. It was all in your newspapers a few weeks ago. How they arrested Jerry Baxter and sent him to a correction school for peddling narcotics in the high school yard. That was only the beginning. I'm a juvenile investigator, state of California, but this could have happened in any state. My name, McIntyre. I know Jerry better than his parents, which is bad. I got talking to him in correction school and asked him to tell me what happened after he'd been arrested.
I want to talk about it.
Why not, Jerry?
Because it's like remembering what happens when you die. That's what it's like when all of a sudden they don't let you have this stuff.
Well, I want to know, Jerry.
What do you want to know? You go nuts? They tie you down because you want to kill anybody? Yourself! You want to try it for 6 months, then see what happens when you can't get any more?
You were 16 when you started using narcotics, weren't you?
Yeah.
When did you start peddling?
When I didn't have enough money to buy anymore. Fell in high school, put me on to someone. I got all I wanted by selling marijuana to the kids.
Well, that's when they arrested you.
Yeah.
You got into a fight here a few months ago.
Yeah.
You want to tell me?
Don't kid me, that you know.
Well, I'd like to hear your side. Why did you fight?
The other kid was getting out. He kept talking about it. Sent me crazy, I guess.
So you beat him up?
No. He had a knife and I got cut. They sent me to the infirmary.
They treat you all right there?
I guess so. I don't know. Why don't they let me alone?
Let you alone? Who?
Everybody. Just let me alone.
I haven't been able to locate your family, Jerry.
Neither have I. They threw me out of the house 2 years ago, and I haven't seen them since.
Have you tried? Did you look?
Ah, who needs it?
He told me a lot more, and I got to know him well. That's when I was sure that this was a sick kid, not an habitual criminal. But he'd learned to hate. It was in his face, his manner. It was a furious hate, the stuff killing's made of. That's what I wanted to stop. So I took him before the parole board. I've been telling these people about you, Jerry.
Yeah. Mr. McIntyre feels that yours is a special case, Jerry. The fact that you gave evidence against the man who supplied you with narcotics, even though we couldn't prove anything against him, still, it's in your favor.
So?
However, we feel you should know that we don't altogether agree with Mr. McIntyre. Your record here hasn't been very promising.
So, let's get it over with.
The recommendation has been made that you be released from correction school. Now, if we grant a parole, Mr. McIntyre has arranged for you to work in a department store in Oakland.
I didn't ask a favor.
In view of the boy's attitude, Mr. McIntyre...
Yeah, I know. He's got a chip. But isn't that enough for you to see what I meant in my report?
We have a responsibility to the citizen, to the community. I don't say the boy's incorrigible.
Then give him a chance. You know the background. He's lived with punishments all his life. More of it won't cure anything. Let's try a little understanding and kindness.
Very well, Mr. McIntyre. The board will make its decision this afternoon.
Jerry Baxter was released the following week, and after being warned about association with former friends, was given $50 to get to Oakland and rent a room. I arranged a weekly report date with him and gave him $20 more for luck. He left the correction school at 10:30, and 5 minutes later was in the worst trouble he'd ever found in his life.
Get in.
Thanks. Going as far as Oakland?
Sure.
Swell. Saves me bus fare.
You, live in Oakland?
I got a job there. I used to live in San Francisco.
big hop across the bay.
Yeah.
You mind driving fast?
No, I don't mind.
I'm in a hurry.
Okay with me.
Jerry sat in the car and tried to watch the countryside flashing by. He didn't want to look at the woman. He said that. She was pretty, well-dressed, wearing a reddish fur coat. He knew she had plenty of money. It would have been easy to make her stop the car, put her out, and take whatever she had. It would have been easy. But he didn't do it. Just sat. That's what he said he did.
Well, we'll be in Oakland in a couple of more miles. I'm going to stop at the drugstore on the next corner. Make a phone call, okay?
All right with me.
Gee, parking's getting awful. Look at that.
Hey, there's a place right outside the store. Oh, no, that's not good. It's a fire plug.
Oh, well, that's all right. I won't be a minute. You slide over behind the wheel. You can drive, can't you?
Sure, but I...
It's okay. If you get a ticket, it's on me. I'll be right back.
He was alone in the car. The keys were in the ignition. It would have been easy.
Oh, are you parked, son?
Yeah.
How about moving it?
Look, I don't see no fires. There's no place else in the block. It's just for a minute.
Better move it anyway.
Hold it. Is your car?
Ah, some dame in the store making a call.
How come you're driving?
I'm not. She asked me to sit behind the wheel.
Stolen? Yeah. Better get out, kid.
What for? I haven't done anything.
Come on.
I tell you, it's not mine. Ask her. She's right in the drugstore. Red fur coat and yellow hair. Ask her.
What's your name?
Jerry Baxter.
Where do you live?
I'm in Oakland.
Address?
Yeah, I haven't got one yet. I got a job, but listen.
What do you got?
Glove compartment. Loaded 38 in this package.
That ain't mine. I never even seen it.
Sure. Hey. This is for the narcotics squad.
What is this? That stuff belongs to her. Why don't you go in the store and get her? I was only hitching a ride. I don't know anything
Take
about...
Take a look. Okay.
Look, give me a break, will you? She picked me up. I don't know about a gun or that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's go.
Find her?
Manager didn't see any woman in a fur coat come in.
She went in there, I tell you, she did.
You come with me. Mel, you drive this car.
Right.
They brought Jerry into Oakland and locked him up. They kept him there all night. I was notified, and the next morning was in the office with two detectives when they brought him in.
Mr. McIntyre.
How do you feel, Jerry? Sit down.
I didn't do it. I didn't.
Maybe you didn't.
But they locked me up. They didn't give me a chance.
You'll get a chance. Have you seen this gun before?
I guess so. It was in the car. I told you.
Narcotics, too? Just in the car?
Yeah.
What about this woman, Jerry?
I don't know. She didn't say her name. I was hitching a ride, and she picked me up on my way to Oakland.
Why didn't you take the bus?
Oh, maybe because, like you said, I was on my own. I was free. Anyhow, I thought I'd save a couple of bucks.
You didn't tell the officers yesterday you were just out of correction school.
Okay, I didn't.
Look, we know it was a stolen car. We find narcotics and a gun. Didn't take you long to get back to peddling, did it?
I'm not. I didn't. It was the woman. She had a red fur coat and blue shoes and yellow hair. Why don't you look for her?
Where were you taking it? Who sold it to you?
Jerry?
I'm not lying, Mr. McIntyre. But I got a record. They won't believe me.
You're telling the truth. I'll believe you.
Lock him up. We'll check his story.
Gonna lock me up.
Now take it easy, Jerry.
Easy? You ever been locked up? I gotta find that woman. She framed me. You gotta let me find her. She'll tell you.
I'll try. I'll do what I can.
Yeah, and I rot. You got me. That's all you want.
No sense talking to him. Come on.
You're not locking me up again. No, no!
Jerry!
Get back!
Put the gun down.
Get back, all of you.
Listen to me, Jerry.
Don't try it. Not even you, Mr. McIntyre. I mean it.
You crazy little dope.
Get away from that door. I'm going out. You try and stop me, and I'll kill you.
And that's the first act of Suspense.
We'll be back with more right after this short break.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
And now let's get back to Suspense on When Radio Was.
Autolite is bringing you Mr. Gregory Peck in The Truth About Jerry Baxter. Tonight's production in radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
Got away. And it was all headlined in the afternoon editions. Teenage addict breaks out. For details, see page 2. Details. A frightened boy ran away. He didn't want to be locked up for something he said he hadn't done. He had a loaded gun, and that was bad. But there was something else that was worse. Any news, Sergeant?
Nope. That kid knows the city is going to be tough.
He knows it. San Francisco, too. He was born there.
He's got a gun. He's going to try and get narcotics.
Maybe not.
Are you kidding? You want a crazy kid running around loose shooting up the town?
No.
Well. Sergeant Holly.
Where?
Wait a minute. Bannister, get this.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, give it to me again. Right. Be right over. Bannister, got across the bay. We're going over. You coming, Mac?
All right. Oh, Holly. Huh? They won't shoot, will they?
I don't know. We gotta get them.
We crossed the bridge to San Francisco. A druggist on Market Street had reported that a boy answering Jerry's description had held him up, forced him to hand over a supply of drugs. I stayed with Sergeant Holly because I wanted to be there if they found him. I wanted to find him myself. Night came and we kept on looking. The search always led us to the South City. It was narrowing down as we got calls, and we knew that he must be nearby.
Anything in there, Bannister?
No, dead end.
All right. We'll try the warehouse across the street. Check in the car. See if anything's come in.
Okay.
He's got friends down here, Holly. There's a million places to hide.
Yeah, I know it.
I'm just wondering if he told the truth.
What do you mean?
About that woman. I got him a parole because I believed in him.
So? We all make mistakes.
Oh, you don't understand. Suppose he wasn't lying. Suppose he did hitch a ride and it was the truth.
It's a lot of coincidence, Mac. He's got a record of peddling. He's picked up in a stolen car, dope in the glove compartment. What does that sound like?
Yeah, sure. Well, there's another alley around the side. I'll take a look.
All right. Be careful. Just yell and run if you see him.
All right.
Hi, Mr. Mack.
Hello, Jerry.
I got a gun. Don't you call us cops out there, because I feel bad if I had to kill you. And I don't want to feel bad.
Give me the gun, Jerry.
Uh-uh.
You know they'll get you.
Nobody can get me.
Why did you run away? I told you I'd help.
You? You'd help?
Now, give me the gun, Jerry. I'll stand by you. You trust me, don't you?
You didn't believe me when I told you about that dame. You didn't believe me. Well, I know who she is now. A friend told me. She's a friend of a friend.
Oh, what's her name?
Oh, no. I'm too smart. You know something? I think maybe I'm going up to kill myself a dame.
Oh, Jerry, no. Give up. Let the police take care of it. They'll have to believe you now.
Never shot one of these. Kind of heavy, huh?
Kid, come on. Come with me.
I gotta go get her. Then you believe me. You know?
I was hoping when we got on the street that Holly or Bannister would be there, but they weren't. Only the prowl car across at the corner, empty. I couldn't take a chance, not only for my own skin, but Jerry's. They'd be shooting. So I walked with him. I wasn't able to get near enough to grab the gun. As we passed under a street lamp, I saw his face, pale and tight. But his eyes were clear, old and rotten.
306. How come you want your kind of job, Mr. Mack? You should have been something else, a nice guy like you.
Give me the gun, Jerry. Don't do it.
Don't be scared.
Yeah?
Telegram, miss.
Who are you kidding? Go away.
Open up or I'll shoot through the door.
Okay. What do you want?
You. I'm gonna talk to you. Hi, Peggy.
Hey. You're the kid.
I'm the kid. Get inside.
Mister, are you a cop? This is the kid.
What a dump.
Drop it, Jerry. Drop it.
Happy.
Move over there. You too, mister.
Here's the louse peddled the stuff for me, Mr. Mack. Remember? Harry Richards. I told you about him. His wife's a louse, too. Didn't know you were married, Harry.
You didn't think you'd get away with it, did you, kid? Business has been bad since you squealed. I had to lay low, and it's cost me plenty.
This your wife?
Yeah.
You sent her out to pick up Jerry and frame him.
That's it. Smart little punk to find us. No, dumb.
I think I'll kill you, too, Harry.
Oh, sure you will.
I don't know what you're going to do, Richards, but a narcotics rap is better than murder.
I'll be safe on both counts. Jerry will be.
Turn out, you'll kill him.
Not him. You, mister. I'm gonna shoot you. Stick you both in the closet and put the gun in little Jerry's hand. When he wakes up, he can explain it. All your pals.
What about us, Harry? They'll figure something's wrong.
You got a better idea? What do I do? Let this guy go and get sent up for life? No, we're gonna take a long trip. By the time they figure it out, we can be in Mexico anywhere. Now go on, get packed.
All right.
The woman threw things into a suitcase, and Harry Richards leaned against the wall. Didn't take his eyes off me. Jerry groaned once, but didn't come out of it. There was a bad cut on his head where the barrel of the gun had hit him. Then they were ready. He dragged the boy to a closet, put him in, turned around to me, and...
All right, mister. Turn around. Turn around, I said.
No thanks. Bannister and Holly down the hall. I tried to talk to the boy, but he was almost out of his mind with fear. Then when I tried to get the gun, he hit me. Oh, it was a long way off, that sound. It faded, then came back. I had to get my head clear before they came in. Jerry had tried to shoot it out with him.
Open up. Police.
It's not locked.
Hey, smell something?
Cordite. Gun's been fired.
Closet. Must be. What do you think?
Wait a minute. Wait. Jerry. Come out with your hands up. Come out.
I can't. I can't stand it anymore. It's killing me. I gotta get out. I got to. Get me out. Get me out.
Mac, drop the gun. Quick. Mac, you okay?
Yeah, he didn't do it. Hold it. Grab him.
Get away from that window.
I'll jump. Don't come near me. I'll jump.
Jerry, no.
You're not gonna put me away. I'll jump. They'll shut me up and I'll die.
No, kid, no.
You lied.
He's not, Jerry. It's the truth. You believe me? They know. You didn't do anything. Richards did.
No, Mr. McIntyre. Please don't. I'll jump. We'll say I shot you.
Jerry, listen to me. Don't you see? You're cleared now. I can tell them about Richards. You're all right.
No, stay away, please.
Listen, Jerry, listen to me. We're going to take care of you. Not in a cell, no more cells. I give you my word. A hospital where it's clean and quiet. They won't tie you down. You can rest. Listen to me, Jerry. They'll take care of you. When you feel better, you can try again. From scratch. That'll be it, won't it, Holly? Won't it?
Oh, sure. Sure, kid. We're not lying. That'll be it.
Help me, Mr. Mac. You got to help me.
Sure, Jerry. Sure. I got you. You're okay now.
You help me. You believe in me. You will. You'll help me. Oh, please. Please.
We took him with us, not to a cell, but to a hospital room where he could get rest and quiet. We caught the Richards that same night at the airport. We caught the Richards, but 2 days later, I had another youngster to talk to. This time, a 16-year-old girl. Her mother was with her and wouldn't believe it when I showed her the marijuana we'd taken from her daughter. She'd bought it from a friend in school. She told me all about it. And as I listened, I thought of Jerry. And I wondered where it would end.
Suspense. Presented by Autolite. Tonight's star, Mr. Gregory Peck.
Suspense is transcribed and directed by Elliot Lewis, with music composed by Lucian Moravec and conducted by Lud Bluskin. The Truth About Jerry Baxter was written for Suspense by Anthony Ellis from a story by Forrest Barnes and Roxy Roth. In tonight's play, William Tracy was heard as Jerry and John Denner as Sergeant Holly. Featured in the cast were Clayton Post, Joan Banks, Shep Mencken, Hi Averback, and Joseph Kearns. Gregory Peck will soon be seen in the Warner Brothers picture, Captain Horatio Hornblower. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
That indeed was The Truth About Jerry Baxter from June 14, 1951. Did you notice the announcer had a slight flub there, mispronouncing John Daner's name? Well, from motion picture superstar Gregory Peck, we next move to a radio superstar. Not John Daner, but rather the booming voice Bob Bailey. He'll play Johnny Dollar in part four of the five-part storyline, The Kalin Matter, right after we take this break.
The fog is thick, the atmosphere is heavy, and the game's afoot once again.
I was wondering what to do when a covered van drove up with two men in it. They took something out of the van and carried it up the steps to the hall door. Mr. Holmes, it was a coffin.
World-famous consulting detective Sherlock Holmes and his trusted aide Dr. Watson roam the streets of Victorian London in search of clues to unlock each thrilling mystery in Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries.
Who has it, Watson? Why is it held back? That's the question that beats in my brain like a hammer.
Well, perhaps this mad wife of his carried it off with her. It could be in her house in Paris even now.
Yeah, but how could we search for it without the French police having their suspicions aroused? It's a case where the law is as dangerous to us as the criminals. Every man's hand is against us, and the interests at stake are colossal.
These 16 immortal adventures are adapted from the original stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and produced by Jim French.
Do you really think the regular forces will be there in time?
If I did, Watson, we'd still be at Baker Street. The situation strikes me as so desperate that the most extreme measures are justified. We are, as usual, the irregulars, and we must make our own line of action.
Find out who done it in Radio Spirit's The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries. For a limited time, it's half price. Pay just $15.98. So go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 now and use offer code CLASSIC77 to save 50%.
You seem to have powers that are hardly human, Mr. Holmes.
This half-price offer will soon vanish into the London fog. So get The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code CLASSIC77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
If you run a business, there's so much to keep track of. Marketing, sales, communication, finance, collaboration, and much more. If there was only one platform that had all of those tools in one place. Introducing Zoho. We asked LSP from Zoho about its most popular business tool.
The mail is one of the most popular ones because we offer privacy-centric solutions. Regardless of the tool that you select for your business from Zoho, we are a very privacy-centric company. We do not sell our customers' information. We do not do ads on any of our products. That's a part of our constitution. And that really essentially helps a lot of businesses to kind of gravitate towards Zoho. And one of the most popular apps there is the Zoho Mail.
Zoho has more than 100 million users worldwide. More is at Zoho.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where it's time once again for Johnny Dollar. The insurance investigator is in the City of Angels looking into the Kalin matter. It originally played out in January of 1956, and time now for part four.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Johnny? Well, that's strange.
Is this Mrs. Kalin, Lila?
Yes, someone from the police department asked me to call Sergeant Reynosa at this number, but I didn't...
Yeah, Reynosa was trying to reach you, but your phone didn't answer.
Well, I was just letting it ring. I was trying to get some sleep. Then the officer came by. Where are you, Johnny? What's happened?
We're at the apartment of a girl named Marty Midnight. Ever hear of her?
No, why?
Lila, you better brace yourself, honey. You've got another shock coming.
Shock? What do you mean?
Your husband didn't die in that burning auto.
Eddie's alive?
No, not now. He was shot to death an hour and a half ago here in Marty's apartment.
Who did it?
I don't know yet. Hang on to yourself, and I'll come by and see you as soon as I'm free here.
Will you, Johnny, please?
Promise.
Tonight and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account. America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Los Angeles, to the home office, Trinity Mutual Insurance Company Limited, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the Kalin matter. Expense account continued. The homicide squad was finishing up its work when Sergeant Reynoso and I got back out to the apartment of Marty Midnight, star stripper of the Brass Monkey Inn. Eddie Kalin's body had been photographed, checked, measured, fingerprinted, examined, sketched, written up and reported on. Taken out finally under a white sheet. I held the door open for the morgue attendants to get out with their silent burden and stood watching them wheel the stretcher down the walk and load it into the waiting ambulance. A light mist had started to fall, and a damp, cold blanket of fog was seeping down from the dark hillsides of Griffith Park beyond the road. There was a feeling of finality in the air, of the end of things. And for the man who died twice, it was final. Yeah, there was no doubt about it this time. Eddie Kalin was dead.
I am tired, Johnny. Just plain dead dog tired.
Yeah, it's getting to be a long night.
Sit down and start talking.
Any particular subject, Sergeant?
You know what subject. You weren't surprised when you heard Eddie Kalin had been alive all this time that it wasn't his body in the wrecked car out in Palos Verdes. How come, Johnny? Why weren't you surprised?
Because I was expecting it. Why else?
No, you got to do more talking than that.
Well, it started with a hunch. And the hunch started when you told me you found the door of Eddie Kalin's apartment locked when you went there that night he was supposed to have died.
Yeah, I know. Locked with a key. You mentioned that, but...
Well, that was the important part. If it had been a door with a night lock or a spring latch that snaps when you pull it shut, it wouldn't have been anything.
It still doesn't, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, look. There was evidence there'd been a fight in that apartment that night. We assumed that somebody had knocked Eddie unconscious or killed him there in the apartment, then taken his body out to his car, driven it out to the Palos Verdes headland, and set fire to it.
That's right.
Then at the time that somebody left the apartment, the heat was on.
Mm-hmm.
They had a body on their hands. Maybe someone had heard the fight, called the police. They had to get out fast.
Yeah, sure, but...
Under those circumstances, can you imagine anybody taking the time to go through Eddie's pockets to find his door key and bothering to stop and lock the door behind them? That's illogical. Except for one person, Eddie himself.
How do you figure?
With him, it would be just a matter of habit, locking the door as usual when he left home.
All right, Johnny, I see your point. Then how do you call the play that night?
About the way we were tagging it, up to a point. Eddie won $60,000 in that poker game with Tompo Leanley. He went home, either alone or with that friend of his, Pete Steimer.
So?
So Tompo had no intention of taking that kind of a loss. So he sent his trigger man, Mike Kelso, to recover the money. The fight was between Eddie and Mike. Only Mike was the one who lost, not Eddie.
Then you figure Eddie put Mike Kelso's body in his car and drove it out to Palos Verdes and set fire to it?
Sure. With Pete Steimer's help, probably.
Well, it's possible. Body was practically destroyed. All we had for identification was the wallet, watch, keychain, and so on. They could have been planted.
I think they were. It was a sudden idea, spur of the moment. But Eddie was ripe for it. There he was, with $60,000 in his pocket, but a dead man on his hands. And as far as his wife was concerned, I think the chance of shaking her and not sharing the money was just an added inducement. So he and Pete arranged for the body to be identified as his, and Eddie just disappeared.
And holed up here in his girlfriend's apartment.
Why not? He and Pete both. Apparently the three of them were planning to jump the country, judging by that forged birth certificate you found in there on the breakfast table.
Only it didn't work out that way. Well, Eddie's dead. Really dead now. Pete and Marty have disappeared again, and the 60 grand is missing.
Find them, and you find the money.
Johnny, it sounds like the same old story. Big money, big temptation, and a falling out among friends.
That's the most likely.
Of course, there is one other possibility.
What's that?
Tompo Leanley.
Was he out?
Yeah.
How come?
It's a rough combination, Johnny. Good lawyer on his side and a poor case on ours. He was sprung 2 hours before the neighbors reported the shooting here, the anonymous neighbor.
Well, it could be, then. But I'm still betting it was Pete Stimer or Marty Midnight.
I'm not betting anything anymore. The way things stand now, it's anybody's guess. His own gun, no prints on it. You pays your nickel and you takes your choice.
Well, at least the field narrows down. Well, seems like we got a visitor.
Probably one of the uniformed boys on duty outside. Yes?
The policeman outside say for me to come to you. I am Jeannette Dubois.
Oh? Well, what can I do for you?
I am the person who reports the shooting on the telephone.
Come on in.
Merci, monsieur.
How come you refuse to give your name when you phone the police?
You are Captain?
Sergeant Reynosa. This is Johnny Dollar, Miss Dubois.
Oh, he is also police?
He's working with us on this. Now, why wouldn't you give your name when you reported the shooting?
I am very sorry, monsieur. You see, I have not been in this country too long, and I am afraid that I will be implicated. So I do not give the name at first. But finally, I think it over, and I call my friend the consul. And he say I must come to you immediately.
And he's right. So you heard the shooting, huh?
Oui, monsieur. I was walking past in front. I live three places down from here. All of a sudden, there is bang, bang, bang. And I am scared to pieces.
I can imagine.
Then the door of this place is slammed open very quick. And I jump in the shadow behind a bush. A girl starts to come out, and then she stopped in the door.
What did she look like, Miss Dubois?
Well, it is too dark for telling good. But I have seen her before. I know from her hair. Very long. Black.
Marty Midnight.
Was that the one, the girl who lives here?
Oui, monsieur. I did not know her name.
All right, what happened then?
She stand in the door for a second. She is wearing a white raincoat. She is holding something in her hand. This thing she wipes with the raincoat all over. Then she throws it back into the room.
Was it a gun?
I think so. Then she pulls the door shut and runs down the street. I am too scared to think what to do for a minute. Then I hurry home very fast and I telephone to the police.
You didn't see anybody else around the place or in the street out in front?
No, Monsieur Dollar. I watch from my window until the police have come. Nobody else has come out or go in.
I see. Well, Sergeant?
She won't get far. Girl with her looks draws too much attention. We'll pick her up before morning. Thank you for your information, Miss Dubois. In view of your cooperation now, I think we can forget about you not telling us all this sooner.
Does that mean I can go now?
Yes, just leave your name and address with the officer outside.
Oh, merci, monsieur. Au revoir.
That kind of surprises me. I could figure the two of them together ganging up on Eddie. But apparently it was just Marty Midnight, all on her own.
Been done before, Johnny. They're not the weaker sex, no matter what the book says.
I know. But the fact never fails to amaze me.
It shouldn't. You must have been on some of the same kind of cases. The devil.
Come on!
We'll be back with more Johnny Dollar right after this short break.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Aksum, Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, and ultimately a masterpiece cigar from the A.J. Fernandez factory. Complexity defines this stick. Notes of black pepper, cocoa, hickory, and nutmeg. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
And now let's get back to Bob Bailey starring in Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
The patrolman stationed at the back entrance of the apartment house told us what had happened. He'd surprised somebody, a man he thought, lurking in the bushes beside the house. The prowler fired a shot and ran. He paid no attention to the order to halt. The patrolman had fired twice, missed. The fugitive had escaped into the dense underbrush at Griffith Park just across the street. Sergeant Reynosa spotted men quickly along the edge of the brush, set up a portable spotlight in the squad car, sent his other car up an access road to block off the ridgeline, radioed for reinforcements. Within 5 minutes, a 15-acre area of the slope was surrounded and blocked off.
Well, what do you say, Johnny? Should we go in after him?
Yeah, looks like we'll have to. He seems to be the shy type.
Call it. Who do you think?
I'm putting my money on Top O'Leary.
Good bet. Let's go. Keep that crowd back out of the way.
All right, get back to the room.
Couldn't be any darker in here.
Oh, whatever. Hey, shoot your flash over there to the right. No, it's an old stump.
All right, we've got you surrounded. You better come out with your hands up. If you try to resist, you'll only make it tougher on yourself.
You hear something then?
No.
It was over to the left, I think. Let's take a look.
Watch yourself, Johnny. He's thrown lead once already.
Yeah. There. Back of that tree. Hold your flash steady. There.
I see. Come out with your hands up. It's your last chance, I'm warning you. Got no choice, Johnny.
He's down. Come on, Sergeant.
Well, what do you know?
It wasn't Top O'Leary. It was Eddie Kalin's friend, Pete Steimer. Expense account item 9, $1 for a newspaper, two packs of cigarettes, and a cardboard carton of hot coffee purchased from an all-night diner across the street from the Queen of the Angels Hospital. I took them up to the police emergency ward, room 612, pulled a chair up in front of the window, and sat down to wait. Pete Steimer was still unconscious, still hadn't been able to speak a word since he dropped to the ground with Sergeant Reynosa's bullet in his chest. So I waited. Outside, the cold mist was still coming down steadily. The night was pretty far gone. It was less than 3 hours before dawn. A nurse sat silently beside the bed. The only sound in the room was the hoarse, slow breathing of the wounded man. After a while, the nurse left the room for something, and Pete seemed to rouse slightly at the sound of the door.
Where am I?
Take it easy, Pete. Don't try to talk.
Eddie. Is Eddie here?
No, he's not here.
He ought to be here. It's always been like this.
Relax now. It's all right.
Eddie always runs out and leaves somebody else to
easy now, easy.
somebody else to face the music.
Pete. And those were his last words before he went to face the music.
Now, here's our star to tell you about the final intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, a quarry run to earth, a strange alibi, and a shocking twist at the windup. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Les Crutchfield, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
That indeed was part four of the January 1956 storyline, The Kalin Matter. We'll have the finale of that Yours Truly Johnny Dollar five-part adventure at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had motion picture leading man Gregory Peck in an offering of suspense. A five-time Academy Award nominee, he captured his only Best Acting Oscar for the role of defense attorney Atticus Finch in the 1962 film version of an acclaimed novel. I'll name it, and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Born through a party in the county jail.
MusicRewind.com introduces That's Rock and Roll, a 3-CD collection of the all-time greatest rock hits. Experience music from some of the most important rock and roll trailblazers, such as Elvis Presley, Little Richard, Fats Domino, The Four Seasons, Chuck Berry, Connie Francis, The Everly Brothers, and so many more.
Call me the Wanderer.
Buy That's Rock and Roll today for the low price of $19.98. Order now at musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ROCK77. That's Rock and Roll now to take a sea cruise with Frankie Ford while dancing in your blue suede shoes with Carl Perkins or run away with Del Shannon. Just go to musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 to pay just $19.98. Don't forget promo code ROCK77 to save on shipping. MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Enjoy 74 original recordings for only $19.98. Remember, promo code ROCK77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome Welcome back. Before the break, I wanted to know the name of the 1962 film featuring Gregory Peck in his Oscar-winning role of defense attorney Atticus Finch. The answer is To Kill a Mockingbird, based on Harper Lee's acclaimed novel published 2 years earlier. I'm Gregory Bell, and that'll do it for now. But please take a moment to visit our website, which is whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.